girl, 'cause I'm a wanderer.
Somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You might be king, you might possess the world and its gold. Gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody until somebody loves you. So get yourself somebody to love. You're nobody until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be a king, you might possess all the world and its gold. Gold won't bring you happiness when you're getting old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you are nobody until somebody loves. So get yourself somebody, grab yourself somebody. You are nobody, nobody, until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be the king, you might even snatch all the world and its gold, but the gold.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Pleasant. Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Heritage Financial Park. We're in Wappingers Falls, New York. And tonight, the Blue Claws can move on to the 2023 South Atlantic League Championship Series with a win over the Renegades in Game 2 of the SAL Northern Division. Championship Series. Blue Claws took the opener back on Tuesday night, 48 hours ago in Lakewood, on a two-run home run by Caleb Ricketts in the bottom of the eighth inning, with Jersey Shore trailing 1-0. Caleb's fourth home run as a Blue Claw. Two of them have been last at bat go-ahead homers in games Jersey Shore would win and, of course, need. The other on August 23rd, a three-run homer down two in the ninth inning at Wilmington. Blue Claws, of course, needed every single win. They only got the playoffs on the tiebreaker. They tied Brooklyn in the second half, but had the head-to-head bump, head-to-head tiebreaker by winning 15 out of 26 against the Cyclones. So they needed every one, and Ricketts has been clutch for Jersey Shore. So too is Otto Kemp. So too is so many others. We'll talk about them coming up in a moment. So it's game two of the SAO Northern Division Championship Series on what is an absolutely gorgeous evening in upstate New York. Pitching matchup tonight looks like this. It'll be Mitch Newborn for Jersey Shore. The right-hander from Australia is 3-4, 3.38 ERA with the Blue Claws this year. Cam Schlittler on the mound for Hudson Valley, and he made just a couple of regular season appearances with the Renegades, two of them. The first one, he gave up three runs in two-thirds of an inning, but the second one was against the Blue Claws on Saturday, and he threw five scoreless innings. In fact, he beat Newborn in that game. Mitch went five innings and allowed one run and walked four. So they square off again here tonight. The pitching preview is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Hill. They have Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus at RWJ Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy. We'll start with Newborn. He's a 26-year-old for Jersey Shore in his first season with the Phillies. Born in Johannesburg, South Africa, and he came over to Australia when he was 3 years old. Grew up in Perth and played in the Australian Baseball League for both Perth and now for Adelaide. Pitched very well in the WBC this year for Team Australia. The Phillies signed him shortly thereafter. He made his Blue Claws debut in June and moved into the rotation full-time on July 19th. He's been a starter since then. 3-4 overall with a 3.38 ERA, 42 innings, only 26 hits and 14 walks while striking out 54. This time last year, he was working a 9-to-5 office job in Adelaide, getting ready for the ABL season, where he helped the Giants win the Australian Baseball League title. Now he's pitching in the Philly system and trying to help the Blue Claws win the Sally League title. Newborn on the hill for Jersey Shore, as we said, pitched here in game one on Saturday, and Hudson Valley gave up two hits, one run in five innings, then walked four, which was a season high, and struck out six. Cam Schlittler on the mound for the Renegades is a 22-year-old right-hander from Northeastern. He's from Walpole, Massachusetts, and the Yankees drafted him in the seventh round in 2022. He began the year with Tampa, made five starts there, 11 earned runs in 19 innings while striking out 20 and walking seven. And then he joined Hudson Valley a couple of weeks back. His first game at Wilmington on September the 2nd, he gave up five hits and three runs in two-thirds of an inning. So Cam Schlittler and Mitch Newborn, your pitching matchup here today. Nice crowd filing in. Blue Claws fans have showed up. A few of them are here, probably a couple of dozen or so when it's all said and done. Managers out at home plate right now, Greg Brodzinski for Jersey Shore in his first season, and Sergio Santos for Hudson Valley in his first season as manager. Four umpires for postseason play. Sam Carey, the plate umpire. Elliot Melton, the base umpire. Trey Jester, the second base umpire. Elliot Melton, the first base umpire. Trey Jester, the second base umpire. Ryan Laws is the third base umpire. Let's go back to that game two nights ago. Shoretown Ballpark. Great crowd, great energy throughout the night, but the Blue Claws fell behind in that first game in the fourth inning. Alexander Vargas tripled down the right field line and scored on an infield base hit by Rafael Flores to give Hudson Valley a 1-0 lead. That was the score into the bottom of the eighth inning. where Gabriel Rincones Jr. reached on an E6 to start the inning after Leandro Pineda flew out to center. Caleb Ricketts hit a two-run home run to give the Blue Claws all the runs they needed. Jack Dallas came on in the seventh inning for Matt Russell. Russell threw a scoreless sixth, pitching around, bases loaded, one out. He got Rafael Flores to ground into a 5-4-3 double play to end that inning, started by Otto Kemp. In the seventh, Dallas had a 1-2-3 inning. In the eighth, he faced the first two batters. One got on and then gave way to Andrew Walling, who got a strikeout and then walked the next two batters before getting Flores to fly out to right field to end the inning. Then Ricketts hit his home run in the bottom of the eighth, and Walling threw a 1-2-3 ninth inning to preserve the 2-1 Blue Claws win. Hudson Valley had the bases loaded in the second inning and didn't score. They left the bases loaded. They had bases loaded in the sixth inning with one out and grounded into a double play. And then they had the bases loaded in the eighth inning, also with two out before the flyout to end the inning. So they had their chances to extend that lead, especially though in the sixth when they were already up 1-0 and had the bases loaded and one out and failed to score. So the Blue Claws will now take the field. They're going to do the full lineup introductions here for the first home game of the series for Hudson Valley. If the Blue Claws win the game, then it's all over, and it'll be game one of this. A little confusion there for the Blue Claws coaches who are taking the field right now, but they are now headed out there to line up. So there is a they got that squared away now, I think. They're heading out there to line up on the field. So if the Blue Claws win today, that'll be it for this series, and it'll be the Blue Claws and Greenville in game one of the 2023 Sally League Championship Series coming up on Sunday at 12:05 from Shoretown Ballpark. If the Blue Claws do not win this game, then it will be these teams again tomorrow, 6:35. We'll have it for you right here in what will be a winner-take-all contest to decide a spot in the SAL Championship Series. Blue Claws taking the field now. Greg Brodzinski introduced the first-year manager, and he will high-five all of his players. Justin Crawford will lead off and play center. Then Gabriel Rincones, the DH, and Felix Reyes in first. Leandro Pineda's in right field tonight. He'll bat fourth. Then Caleb Ricketts, who's catching. Brian Rincon will play short and bat sixth. Then Otto Kemp at third. Jared Carson left, batting eighth and batting ninth. And playing second base is Eric Brito. So the one player change in the lineup today for the Blue Claws is Felix Reyes. He starts in place of Cole Moore. Moore started the first game of the series, went 0-2, and didn't pick a low throw from Otto Kemp that ended up leading to a run. Then Felix Reyes pinch hit for him in the seventh inning and picked up a base hit, although he did ground into a double play later on. So it is Reyes who gets the start today. Of course, he had one of the biggest hits. He had one of the biggest hits in the season for Jersey Shore, that walk-off home run to win game 66 at Shoretown Ballpark, the final game of the 2023 regular season. So Reyes gets the start today. He will play first base and bat third. For Hudson Valley, Spencer Henson is not in the lineup today after he played on Tuesday, went 1-0-3. He hit a home run on Sunday. Rafael Flores caught on Tuesday. He plays first base today. And Antonio Gomez will do the catching today. The other change for them is the lineup, where Anthony Hall had been leading off. He goes down to six. And Ben Cowles will lead off, who's hitting .330 against Jersey Shore this season. Jared Cerna will bat second and play second. Then Christopher Familiar, the DH. Jesus Rodriguez is in left field batting fourth. And Rafael Flores at first. Hall's batting sixth and right. Alexander Vargas at short. Antonio Gomez, the catcher, batting ninth in center. Big ovation for first-year Renegades manager Sergio Santos. And these teams will get set here to get going in just a few minutes. Blue Claws are 22-10 all-time in the postseason. And they are 11-1 in games in the first round of the playoffs. They will try to take, they will try to pick up a 12th win in 13 first-round games in franchise history here tonight. And if they do it, they're in the Sally League Championship Series, which begins Sunday 12:05, or would begin Sunday at 12:05 from Shoretown Ballpark. The other game in the Sally League is in Greenville, South Carolina, where the Drive are taking on the Hickory Crawdads, and that game is a 7:05 first pitch. Greenville won the first game 3-2, so they need one win and two home games, and they will move on to the championship series. In the Philly system, Clearwater has a 6:30 start, so they're just about to get underway as they take on Lakeland in game two of the first round series in the Florida State League. Estevenson Jimenez on the mound for the Threshers, who has a 3.60 ERA on the season as they try to knock out Lakeland and move on to the FSL Finals. That will do it for the Blue Claws Beat pregame show. When we come back, the lineups and first pitch from Wappingers Falls, Claws and the Gates on Valley on Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball here on BlueClaws.com. Heritage Financial Park, Wappingers Falls, New York. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws playoff baseball on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV. Game two of the 2023 South Atlantic League Northern Division Championship Series. A win tonight by Jersey Shore, and they are in the SAL Championship Series, which would begin in Lakewood on Sunday at 12:05 p.m. Standing in the way, the Hudson Valley Renegades. These teams split 12 meetings this season. Split 24 meetings, I should say, 12-12 in the regular season. Hudson Valley went 9-3 in the first 12 games, all in Lakewood. Blue Claws went 9-3 in the next 12 games, all up here, including 4-2 last week, clinching a playoff spot in this building just 4 days ago on Sunday afternoon. Blue Claws then picked up a win in game one of this series on Tuesday night at Shoretown Ballpark, a 2-1 win on a home run by Caleb Ricketts in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Andrew Walling got the last four outs, earned the win behind five excellent innings from Christian McGowan. And tonight, Jersey Shore turns to Mitch Newborn, a right-hander from Australia, 3-4, 3.38 ERA, and he'll oppose right-hander Cam Schlittler of Hudson Valley, who will make just his third high A start. Now, these teams squared off, or these pitchers squared off against each other on Saturday here in this ballpark. Newborn gave up one run on two hits in five innings, walked four, struck out six. Schlittler threw five scoreless innings, four hits, no walks, struck out six. Hudson Valley won the game 2-0, and that game put the Blue Claws on the brink of elimination. They needed to win their last two games needed Brooklyn to lose on Sunday just to even get into the playoffs, and all of that happened, and now the Blue Claws are trying to move on to the SALCS, which would kick off on Sunday. If Hudson Valley wins tonight, then these teams will meet again tomorrow, 6:35. We'll have it for you right here. Neither team has announced the starter, and both teams are going to try to get through tonight first, but it's a must win for Hudson Valley, and the Blue Claws, of course, would love to wrap it up here tonight and then have a fully rested bullpen ready to go on Sunday from Shoretown Ballpark. Hudson Valley has taken the field. They're in their third season as the High A affiliate of the New York Yankees, and the Blue Claws, of course, in their 22nd season as the High A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. Beautiful night for baseball. Clear skies, no humidity, and temperatures in the low 70s as Hudson Valley gets ready to try to save their season, and the Blue Claws try to send them home. Here's the Jersey Shore lineup. It's brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. Justin Crawford in his usual spot. He's leading off and playing center field. Batting second, Gabriel Rincones Jr., the DH, and then Felix Reyes at first. Hitting fourth and right, Leandro Pineda, then Caleb Ricketts, the catcher. Ryan Rincones at shortstop, he'll bat sixth. Otto Kemp at third, will hit seventh. Batting eighth and left, Jared Carr. Batting ninth and second is Aaron Brito. RWJ Barnabas Health, local facilities including Community Medical Center in Toms River, Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch, Monmouth Medical Center's Southern Campus in Lakewood. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive health system. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjbh.org. So Jersey Shore ready to go. And Chris Adamson will take his spot coaching at first. And, of course, coaching at third, as always, the manager of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, and that is Greg Brodzinski. So here comes the speedy Justin Crawford to step in and get things going for Jersey Shore. And if he gets on, of course, he is certainly a threat to steal. 2023 Sally League Northern Division Championship Series Game 2, and the first pitch from Schlittler is a curveball inside, and the count is 1-1 and no strikes. Crawford hit .288 with the Blue Claws in the regular season this year. No homers, 4 RBIs in 18 games. He stole 7 bases. Schlittler, the right-hander from Walpole, Massachusetts, peers in for the side from his catcher, Antonio Gomez. Rocks and deals, and Crawford takes a strike, evening the count at 1-1. Jesus Rodriguez in left field. Cole Gabrielson is in center. And the right fielder is Anthony Hall. Ben Cowles at third. Alexander Vargas at short. Jared Cernas at second. Crawford lines one to third. Picked on a hop nicely by Cowles. And he throws him out. One away. Crawford hit it hard. And Cowles made a nice pick of a short hop. And they get the out. So Cowles at third. Vargas at short. Jared Cernas at second. Rafael Flores at first. And Antonio Gomez is doing the catching today. Vargas and Serna flipped from Tuesday when Serna played short and Vargas played second. Serna made a huge error that led to a run in the eighth inning on that homer. Broken bat flare by Rincones. He got jammed and it's caught at second by Serna. Quickly two up and two down for the Blue Claws, and that'll bring up the first baseman, Felix Reyes. So Schlittler gets the first two outs, no problem. He pitched very well on Saturday against Jersey Shore. 5 innings, no runs on 4 hits, 1 walk, and he struck out 6. And he was the winning pitcher. Hudson Valley won that game 2-0. It was game 1 of a doubleheader. And here's Reyes, who was 9 for 35 with a home run and 4 runs batted in with the Blue Claws this season. Turned 22 in March and joined the Blue Claws only a few weeks ago. Breaking ball hit him. Came in and hit him right in the lower back. And there's the first base runner for Jersey Shore in Felix Reyes, who gets plunked with a curveball. And that'll bring up Leandro Pineda, the right fielder. Pineda's been here all year. In the lineup today, the only two players that have been with the Blue Claws all season are Justin, or excuse me, our Pineda and Jared Carr, who will bat eighth and play left field. So Reyes heads up to first. Here's Pineda, 21 years old, 243, 9 home runs, and 67 runs batted in. And the first pitch to him, a breaking ball, high and outside. And the count is 1-0. Pineda went 0-3 on Tuesday, but he had two hits in the Sunday win that put Jersey Shore in the postseason, including a big hit to start a two-run rally in the ninth inning of that game when the Blue Claws down 9-7. And he hits this one on the ground softly towards the first base side, and it goes foul. Count 1-1 on Pineda. Blue Claws in their road grays, and Hudson Valley in their home whites pinstripe. They got new uniforms with those pinstripes when they became a Yankee affiliate going into the 2021 season. They'd been a Rays New York Penn League affiliate for 25 years before that. Fastball outside, and it's 2-1 on Pineda. Lights are on, beginning to take effect. Sun setting behind us. And the entire playing field in the shadows right now. No score, top of the first. One on and two out. And the pitch is swung on and missed by Pineda, a slow curveball. And the count is 2-2. There are a few Blue Claws fans here. Hudson Valley brought a few down to Shoretown on Tuesday, and Pineda calls time before the 2-2 pitch. Noonborn will pitch the bottom of the first and get the postseason start for Jersey Shore. And Reyes has a short lead off first base. Cam Schlittler ready for the 2-2. And here it is. It's hit in the air, foul off third. And into the seats, out of play. Count still is 2-2. Blue Claws have scrapped out a few wins over the last few weeks, probably more than a few, to earn their way here. And they scrapped out one Tuesday, 2-1 in game one. And that's Hyatt outside. A fastball misses. Ball three. And the count 3-2. They won four games here last week. They were scoreless in the ninth inning on Wednesday of last week and scored twice. They were down two in the ninth inning on Sunday and scored twice. 1-11. 3-2. There goes Reyes. And it's a curveball swing and a miss. Struck him out. And that retires the side. Schlittler, good start. No runs, no hits. One hit batsman. And one man left. We have played half an inning. Jersey Shore nothing. Hudson Valley coming up on Valley Live and BlueClaws.com.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Wappingers Falls, New York's Heritage Financial Park, game two of the 2023 Sally League Northern Division Championship Series. No score, bottom of the first inning, and Ben Cowles will lead off for Hudson Valley. He's at third, then Jared Serna at second, and Christopher Familia, the DH. Jesus Rodriguez bats fourth against the Blue Claws, 26-year-old right-hander Mitch Noonborn from Adelaide, Australia. Here's a bouncer up third, foul, nothing at one. Rafael Flores, the first baseman, will bat fifth. Then Anthony Hall at right. Alexander Vargas, the shortstop, hits seventh. And Antonio Gomez, the catcher. And batting ninth and playing center is Cole Gabrielson. Noonborn deals a splitter, grounded to third. Doubled up by Otto Kemp. Steps and throws in time, one down. So Cowles grounds out on Noonborn's best pitch. That Vulcan split change that he throws between his middle finger and his ring finger, and it's been such a devastating offering for him this season. Here's Jared Cerna, the second baseman from Mexico. He's had a good year, 27 games with Hudson Valley, up from Tampa, 287, homers, 8 RBIs. Noonborn works only from the stretch. Been a reliever mostly in his career before this season. And there's the split change again, swing and a miss, nothing at once. So he's done two of them on his first three pitches, and both were very good. And that does portend well for Noonborn, who does rely on that pitch extensively. 0-1. Bouncer towards short, Rincon to his left, grabs it near the bag, throws on the run the first two, up two down. So Cerna and Cowles ground out, two away for Christopher Familia. Defensively for Jersey Shore, Jared Carr in left, Justin Crawford in center, and Leandro Pineda in right. Otto Kemp at third, Ryan Rincon at short. The second baseman is Eric Grito. The first baseman is Felix Reyes. And, of course, behind the plate is Caleb Ricketts. Here's Familia, dangerous left-handed batter with power, takes a called strike. He hit 11 homers in 47 games with Hudson Valley during the regular season in 264, 32 ribbies. On Tuesday in the first game, he had two hits, including a double. In fact, it was his double in that ball game, 0-1, foul back, 0-2, that ultimately set up Hudson Valley with runners at first, the bases loaded, and one out in the sixth inning when Flores grounded into that double play. More on that in a little bit when Otto Kemp comes up. But that was the biggest play of the game besides the home run, of course, by Ricketts. 0-2 pitch popped up off third and out of play into the seats. And the count is 0-2 on Christopher Familia. On deck is Jesus Rodriguez. 1-4 in this order is pretty good. Probably as good as most in the Sally League. And the 0-2 from Noonborn. Swing and a miss. Went to the splitter. He got him. Strike three. Good start for Mitch Noonborn as he retires the side in order. 1-2-3. So we go to the second inning. No score. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on homeoftheclawsblueclaws.com.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Caleb Ricketts will lead off here for Jersey Shore as we go to the second inning. It was Caleb's two-run home run to give the Blue Claws a 2-1 win. Came in the bottom of the eighth inning on Tuesday, game one of the series. His fourth home run as a Blue Claw. He hit three in the regular season where he hit .218, drove in 25. No score, top two. Cam Schlittler on the mound for Hudson Valley. First pitch to Ricketts, a fastball upstairs and underway here in the second. Count is 1-1. And no strikes. We wanted to give a shout-out to all of the Blue Claws amazing game day staff members who are watching the ball game tonight from the ballpark. Annual game day staff picnic tonight. Here's the 1-0, and Ricketts fouls it back under the screen, 1-1. So we wanted to give a shout-out to all of them, thank them for their amazing work for the Claws over the course of the season. Enjoy your special picnic here tonight. Have a great time, and hopefully you can follow along as the Blue Claws pick up a win. 1-1, they count on Ricketts. Leading off in the second inning, scoreless game. Schlittler's pitch is a curveball, popped him up. Came in on the hands, and it's off to the right in foul ground. Gomez, the catcher, trying to make a basket catch, and he can't do it. It lands foul out in front of the Hudson Valley first base dugout. Rafael Flores, the first baseman, was coming down as well. I thought Flores had a chance to get there, but he gave it to Gomez, who had it pop off his glove. We'll see if they give an error on that. It wasn't an easy play per se, and it's not like he was camped out underneath it, so I'd be a little surprised if they gave an error, and it doesn't look like they will. But it's still new life for Ricketts. He is behind 1-2, though, and he hits a slow roller foul up the first base line, and the count remains 1-2. Picked up by first base coach Tank Adams, who flips it into the first row for some fans. Crowd finally in. They're going to have fireworks tonight, which would be awkward if the Blue Claws do win this game. We'll see. 1-2 on Ricketts. Schlittler's pitch is swung on and missed. Snuck a fastball by him. Strike 3. 2 down. Excuse me. 1 down. So one away here in the second, and here is Brian Rincon, the shortstop, hitting 258, no home runs, and 7 runs batted in with Jersey Shore. He, too, began the season with Clearwater, playing for a spot in the Florida State League Championship Series. Tonight, they won their first playoff game on Tuesday. Rincon jam fouls it back. Ryan hit in a two-hole on Sunday and Tuesday, but he moves down to the six-hole today. It was kind of serving as the leadoff hitter for the bottom part of the order. And they move Rinconis up a spot into the two-hole tonight. Rincon just 19, and he looks at an off-speed pitch there from Schlittler that just missed inside, and it's 1-1. Rincon with Clearwater hit 223, 8 home runs, and 23 stolen bases on the season. No score, top two. There's a ball just missing outside. That was close. Called a ball by Sam Carey, and the count 2-1. Carey has been familiar with the Blue Claws because he and his regular season umpiring partner, Jacob McConnell, did that Blue Claws Hudson Valley series last week. Curveball, that's high, and it's 3-1. So Blue Claws looking for their second base runner. Felix Reyes got hit by a pitch in the first inning, and 3-1 on Rincon, who does have speed if he were to reach base. Here's the 3-1 from Schlittler, and swung on and foul tip. Big cut by Rincon. And he gets a piece, 3 balls and 2 strikes. They play a train sound when they get to 2 strikes here. There's a Metro North station not all that far from the stadium. I guess that's why. Here's the 3-2, and it's low ball 4. Good eye by Rincon. Just missed. Crowd wanted it, as you can tell. But there is a base runner with one out for Jersey Shore, and it brings up Otto Kemp, the third baseman. So here's Kemp. 223 with the Blue Claws. Got here first week of August. No homers, 10 RBIs. And 14 for 43, though, against Hudson Valley, including 3 hits in the postseason clincher on Sunday. Rincon leads off first. A lot of room on the right side. And Kemp takes a slider at the knees from Schlittler for a strike. And the count, nothing and 1. Gomez, the catcher, is pretty good. Threw out 29% of opposing base dealers this year. The league average is about 21%. Rincon, a decent lead, was 4 for 8 during the regular season with the Blue Claws. Throw to first and not in time, though he did steal 23 bases with the Threshers before his August 15th promotion. Clearwater, by the way, no score there in the third as they host Lakeland. No score here, top of the second. And Kemp on the box. He's been a huge part of the Blue Claws' run to the postseason. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Another slider from Schlittler. And the count is nothing in two. On deck, Jared Carr. Flip spots in the order with Eric Brito tonight. Carr hits eighth. Brito ninth after they hit in reverse order on Tuesday. Rincon does have a good lead, held on there by Rafael Flores. Schlittler out of the stretch, runner goes, breaking ball high, throw to second, low, and a swipe tag. Ball popped out of the mitt of Serna, the second baseman, and safe is Rincon. So Brian Rincon steals the base. Pitch was a ball, so the count 1-2, and now the Blue Claws have the first runner in scoring position in the ballgame in Brian Rincon. So if Kemp can come through with a base hit, then the Blue Claws could strike first in this ball game, a potential series clincher for Jersey Shore. Here's the 1-2, and it's foul back on a piece of the slider, and it's still one ball, two strikes. Schlittler gave up four hits in five innings, striking out six Blue Claws on Saturday, but didn't get out of the first inning of his first Hudson Valley start. He pitched for the FCL Yankees, Tampa, and then Hudson Valley after being injured at the beginning of the year. Didn't debut till June 9th. 1-2 on Kemp, and the pitch is on the outside corner. Fastball, not him looking, strike three called. So Otto Kemp strikes out looking for the second out. Third strikeout now for Schlittler. And here's Carr, the left fielder. He had 235 in the regular season, four homers, 37 RBIs. 0-2 on Tuesday, was also hit by a pitch. Gorgeous night here in Wappingers Falls. Temperatures right around 70 degrees, clear skies. Lights beginning to take effect. Runner at second, two down. Carr lays off a breaking ball inside to the left-handed batter. And the count is 1-0. Rincon walked, stole second with one out, and he's still at second with two out. Mitch Noonborn in the dugout awaits. He had a 1-2-3 first inning for Jersey Shore. Meanwhile, the catcher, Antonio Gomez, is shaken up, and here comes Nori Subero, the trainer for Hudson Valley, to make sure that he's okay. Now, one of their catchers is Antonio Gomez. Rafael Flores. He's playing first base today, and now Sergio Santos comes out as well as they check on Gomez. They have one other catcher on the roster. That's Jesus Rodriguez, but he's playing left field. So what they would probably do is bring Flores in to catch and put Spencer Henson at first base. In fact, that's exactly what I think is happening here, because Gomez is coming out of the ballgame. So that is a concern for Hudson Valley, and you hope that he's okay. But Rafael Flores is going to come on from first base and take over for Gomez and do the catching. And then we haven't seen somebody come out of the dugout yet, but running down to the home clubhouse is Luis Santos. And you wonder, are they going to make some other changes and put Santos at short, and then are they going to move Vargas over to first? The one thing with Spencer Henson at first base, as we saw on Sunday, he is not a great defensive first baseman, so he can't hit. But if they want to opt for defense, it likely wouldn't be Henson. But already they're in a tough spot now. So Rafael Flores will come back and do the catching. He's getting his gear on in the dugout. The count will be one ball and no strikes on Jared Carr. The shortstop Vargas came into the dugout, and he's walking back out. I think actually he just wanted some water. I think he left his glove out there on the field. Actually, it is Spencer Henson who's going to go play first base. So they said Luis Santos running into the clubhouse. I don't know if he was getting a... No, he wasn't getting his first baseman suit. He was getting the equipment bag for Rafael Flores. Or he was getting any equipment bag, and he's back in the dugout. Meanwhile, yeah, Flores had his gear in the dugout. He's now behind home plate. So Spencer Henson is the first baseman now. And Rafael Flores goes from first base to behind the plate. And Henson will hit in the eighth hole in the lineup. He'll bat fifth in the second inning should it get there. So Schlitter has a couple of more warm-up pitches just to get Flores ready, who gets... Oh, you know what happened? Flores had his gear on, but he must not have had his catcher's mitt. So Santos ran and got a bag and then gave Flores his catcher's mitt. He must have warmed up maybe with Gomez's mitt. So Gomez is out of the game. Not sure exactly what happened. But he's out. Flores goes from first base to behind the plate. Spencer Henson into the game at first. They spin the runner Rincon back to second. The count on Jared Carr is one ball and no strikes. And it's no score. Luklaus and Renegades here in the top half of inning number two. Rincon has excellent speed. He should have no trouble scoring on a base hit. 1-0 the count on Carr. And here it is. It's lined up third foul. And it's one ball, one strike. Schlitter from Walpole, Massachusetts. He went to Northeastern 3 years there. He was actually a teammate there for a couple of seasons with former Blue Claws pitcher Sam Jacobsack. And the Yankees took him in the seventh round of the draft in 2022. 1-1 on Carr. And out, tying outside. Two balls and one strike. Every time it seems in these playoff games that you get to even a two-ball count, the pressure seems to start to ratchet up on these pitchers. And these games are all, you know, they all tend to be lower scoring. Every run, every chance, very important. Carr takes that one inside, three balls and one strike. So 3-1 here on Carr. Hitters count with Rincon at second. In a scoreless game, top half of inning number two. Blue Claws win and they move on to the SAL Championship Series. Hudson Valley wins and we're back here tomorrow for game three. 3-1 the count on Carr. And here's the pitch. It swung on and missed. Big cut at a fastball by Carr. And that runs the count full at three balls and two strikes. So Rincon, the runner at second, no score. Here in the second. 3-2 on Carr with two out. Schlitter out of the stretch. The pitch. Swinging a grounder back up the middle. Through into center of base hit. Rincon coming around third. And he's in to score. It's Jared Carr who delivers the game's first run. An RBI single to center. And the Blue Claws take a 1-0 lead. So Jared Carr, one of three players on the roster that's been here since opening day 2022, is the one who gives the Blue Claws the lead. The other two, Matt Russell, he threw a scoreless inning on Tuesday. Jason Ruffcorn threw three scoreless innings, or gave up one unearned run. Three innings, no earned runs, and was spectacular, earning the win on Sunday in the clincher, escaping that inherited runner jam in the 10th. So contributions from all of those guys. Carr has good speed. He's going. Breaking ball inside. Throw to second. Not in time. Ball squirted away from Serna. And Carr went in head first is safe. Pitch was a ball, I think, to Brito. And the count 1-0. Carr stole 23 bases in the regular season, and he swiped second base there. So the Blue Claws, that pitch was a ball. The Blue Claws have a 1-0 lead and a chance for more. Brito 208 in the regular season. No homers, 25 batted in. And the 1-0. Breaking ball up and away. Two balls and no strikes. Mitch Noonborn waiting in the dugout. And he'll be fine if the Blue Claws tack on another one or two or more. Brito with a thunderous double on Tuesday off the base of the center field fence, but was stranded at third in the fifth inning. 1-for-3. 2-0 the count on Eric. And Schlitler's pitch is swung on and missed. Fastball. And a count 2-1. And Brito calls time. 21-year-old is Brito. Just turned 21 back on May 25th. And 2 weeks after that, he and Gabriel Rinconis, along with pitchers Jack Dallas and Wesley Moore, came up from Clearwater, where they've been since. 2-1 on Brito. Carr leads off second. Pitch by Schlittler, hit high in the air to left center, but that should hang up for the left fielder, Jesus Rodriguez. He gives way to the center fielder, Gabrielson, who makes the catch, and the inning is over. Brito gives it a ride, but flies out. The Blue Claws take the lead. One run on one hit, no errors, and one left. He played an inning and a half, 1-0 Jersey Shore. You're listening to Blue Claws Baseball on the home of the Claws, blueclaws.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
So the Blue Claws strike first, 1-0 on the base hit to center by Jared Carr in the top half of the second. Jesus Rodriguez leading off now against Mitch Neuenborn. Rodriguez, Flores, and Hall, 4-5-6. Neuenborn had a 1-2-3 first inning for Jersey Shore. Blue Claws in the road graze in the first pitch at the knees. Fastball for a strike to Rodriguez, and the count 0-1. Rodriguez, 21-year-old out of La Victoria in Venezuela, hit .356 in a little less than 30 games with Hudson Valley this year. Breaking ball from Neuenborn outside. There's the slider. He'll go fastball, splitter, and slider. Will Mitch, who is a pretty amazing story. 1-1 the count on Rodriguez. And that's the splitter outside. 2 balls and a strike. So Mitch, born in Johannesburg, South Africa. His family moves to Perth, Australia when he's 3 years old. So he lives there for a while he's growing up. Falls in love with baseball. 2-1. Hard grounder up the middle. Diving. Rincon can't get it. Base hit in the center. And it's fielded by Crawford, who gets it back in. So a leadoff single for Jesus Rodriguez. Tying run aboard for Rafael Flores, who began the game as the first baseman. Now he's the catcher for Hudson Valley. So Neuenborn, one of his best friends growing up is Josh Hendrickson, who is now a member of the Phillies. He's with Reading now and was drafted back in 2019. Fastball strike to Flores on the outside corner with a count 0-1. So Hendrickson was actually Neuenborn's catcher when they were growing up. Hendrickson is a lefty. He's a lefty catcher. But now he's a pitcher, as is Mitch. And there's the splitter, and it's in there, called strike on Flores. 0-2. Crowd not happy with Sam Carey. They thought that was high. And it's 0-2. Anthony Hall on deck. Blue Claws will try to turn two in time, called by the right-handed hitting Flores, who had .259 in 105 games with 8 home runs. So Neuenborn ends up coming over to the U.S. He played for Phillies minor league pitching coordinator Travis Hergert at North Iowa Area Community College. There goes the runner. Big jump, pitches inside, throw to second, not in time. And a stolen base for Rodriguez. That eliminates the double play. I don't know where the pitch was. That looked pretty good. And now the count is 1-2 on Rafael Flores. Sometimes it's tricky for the umpires on those stolen base attempts where, you know, they are kind of impacted. The catcher gets up. I thought that was a strike. Instead, it's a ball. So it's 1-2, nobody out, and the pitch is in the dirt. Check swing, and he did not go. 2-2. So Hudson Valley trying to get that run right back. Runner at second, nobody out in the second inning. 1-0, Blue Claw. So Lundborn pitches in Iowa, and then, you know, he goes back to Australia. And he pitches for the Adelaide Giants in the American offseason. Fastball just missed a little inside, and it's full at 3-2. And, you know, he's trying to catch on, didn't really work out. Pitching for Adelaide, for Chris Adamson, of course. They win the the Australian Baseball League title this past year. Mitch is a part of Team Australia. And a 3-2. Inside, just missed ball four. So Newborn walked Flores. He was ahead 0-2. And now Hudson Valley has two on and nobody out for Anthony Hall. So Newborn pitches in the WBC and pitches very well and finally ends up shotting with the Phillies. This time a year ago, he was working a 9-to-5 office job in Adelaide. Make a little money and get ready for the winter season, their summer, but the Australian Baseball League season, which starts in November. Fastball and a strike to Hall. Left-handed hitter from the University of Oregon in the count, 0-1. Hall at 194, one homer, 10 ribbies in 24 games with Hudson Valley. So far this year, coming up from Tampa, and the split a little high. So Newmore does throw that pitch for a strike a lot. And he does rely on that, whereas, you know, a lot of guys throw that splitter and, you know, they throw him down in the dirt and they just want the guys to swing and miss at it. He wants to throw it for a strike. Split changeup. Here's the 1-1. Fastball fouled away. And the count is 1-2. 89 on the stadium gun on that fastball from Newborn. So 2-1 and nobody out. Luke Claus do lead it 1-0 on Jared Carr's base hit. 1-2 on Hall. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball blooped in the air. That's trouble in the shallow center. Rincon going back. Can't get it. Base hit. A run will score as Rodriguez scampers around. Flores stops in second. And it's 1-1. Still nobody out. A little blooper from Anthony Hall. Didn't really hit it that hard. But bloops it into center. And that ties the game at one and brings up Alexander Vargas, the shortstop. Caleb Ricketts out to talk to Newborn, who gave up a base hit to Rodriguez. Then he walked Flores after getting ahead of him, 0-2. And then Hall comes through with the RBI single. So now some damage control here for Jersey Shore. And you're thinking, get a ground ball maybe. Vargas squares the butt, switch hitter batting left, and he pulls back and takes inside. Felix Reyes came charging down from first. And the count, 1-1, no strikes on Alexander Vargas. Hudson Valley had zero sacrifice bunts all regular season. And Vargas squares again. It's popped up off to the left into the netting out of play. It's 1-1 on Alexander Vargas. Spencer Henson, who did not start the game, is on deck. And he'll bat here for the first time. The starting catcher, Gomez, came out. And there's a slow roller foul up first. 1-2. He came out with an injury while he was catching in the top half of the second inning. Not exactly sure what happened, but he came out. So Henson will bat next. 1-2, Newborn could use a strikeout. He said at the belt, the pitch is on the inside corner. Fastball, strike three. Big, big strikeout there for Newborn. One man away, his second strikeout of the night. And that'll bring up the aforementioned Spencer Henson. He went 0-3 on Tuesday. 252 on the year. 14 homers, 48 ribbies. He had 10 home runs with Hudson Valley last year. And with 24, he's now their all-time home run king, albeit only third year they've been a full-season team. So a little misleading. Fastball at the knees, nothing and one. Henson is a double play candidate. He's hit into three this year, four last year. He's not very fast, but he does hit the ball hard. And he's a dangerous hitter. And adds some thump to the bottom of this order. Slider down and away. One ball and one strike. He's also one of the more veteran players on the team. 25 years old. He was drafted back in 2019 in the ninth round out of Oral Roberts. 1-1 the count on Henson. Noonborn from the stretch. Spins the runner back to second. The throw safe. Good look by Noonborn. Flores got a little too far off the bag. And just able to get back in. 1-1 on Henson. And the pitch. It's a little low. With the change, two balls and a strike. The other thing to keep in mind is Noonborn's pitch count, which is now at 29. They were hoping to get him through five. We'll just keep an eye on that. And the 2-1, swing and a miss. Slider, and the count even at two balls and two strikes. First and second, one out, one in for the Renegades, so we're tied at one here in the home half of the second inning. Clearwater trailing Lakeland 1-0. That game's in the bottom of the third inning in Clearwater. Threshers move on to the playoffs with the win. Fastball at the knees, got him looking, strike three. Henson thought it was low. He's punched out by Sam Carey. Back-to-back backwards keys from Noonborn. Two down for Cole Gabrielson, the center fielder. Strikeout brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin in Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in-store every day. The traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. So this becomes a big batter in this game. The center fielder, Cole Gabrielson. Nine-hole hitter for Hudson Valley. Fastball at the knees, strike, nothing and one. So if Gabrielson can get on or get these run, or get a run in, then if Cowles is a really good hitter and you're looking at a big inning, if Noonborn gets Gabrielson, that would be a big lift, and it would strand a couple of men on base. And a split there down and away. It's one ball and one strike because Hudson Valley had one run in and two on with nobody out. And we're thinking, I'm sure, big inning to blow it open. Still 1-1 and a fastball down the middle at the knees to Gabrielson. The count is 1-2. So all things considered, if Noonborn can get him, and he's not done yet, wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Get out of here only allowing the one run after the first three men reached base. Bottom two, tied at one. Game two of the SAL Northern Division Championship Series. Noonborn from the stretch. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on a slider. Strike three. And the inning is over. So Noonborn strikes out the last three batters of the inning and gets out of it. That could have been worse. Good job by Mitch. One run, two hits, one walk, two left. We played an inning and a half. Excuse me, we played two full innings here in Hudson Valley. And we are tied at one. You're listening to Blue Claws Baseball on Valley Live at BlueClaws.com.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health with the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Well, the Blue Claws could not capitalize on that 1-0 lead and keep it there with a shutdown inning. Hudson Valley ties it, but that's all they get, and they leave two on. So Justin Crawford leads off in a tie game, top half of the third. It's 1-1, and Cam Schlittler went a long top of the second inning, ready to go. First pitch to Crawford is up and outside, and the count 1-0. Crawford hit the ball very hard in his first at-bat, a short hop to third that was really nicely handled by Cowles, who was playing in and on the cutout again. It's a turf field in front of the bag, and he threw Justin out. 1-0, and he swings in a fastball and misses. It's 1-1. So Crawford 0-1, had a base hit in the game on Tuesday, the first game of this series. The 2-1 Blue Claws win on the Caleb Ricketts two-run homer in the bottom half of the eighth inning. 1-1 on Crawford, and that's outside, just missed from Cam Schlittler. 2-0. So Rafael Flores behind the plate, Spencer Henson at first. The first full inning of this defensive alignment for Hudson Valley after Antonio Gomez came out. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. And it's 2-2 on the 19-year-old Crawford with Gabriel Rincones Jr. on deck, and then Felix Reyes. Elsewhere in the Sally League, Hickory a 1-0 lead in the first inning of their game in Greenville. And if Hickory wins, they play a winner-take-all game three tomorrow. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. So Crawford strikes out, one away. And that's three strikeouts for Schlittler and brings up the DH, Gabriel Rincones Jr. And Clearwater down 3-0 now in the fourth inning of their game against Lakeland, Tigers affiliate. And if that holds, if Clearwater does not win that game, then they'll play Lakeland tomorrow in a winner-take-all game three. Here's Gabriel Rincones Jr., and the first pitch is on the outside corner, fastball strike. Schlittler has two previous games in high A, pitched five scoreless innings against the Blue Claws on Saturday, and he gave up 3 runs in 2/3 of an inning against Wilmington on September 2nd. Well, he looks a lot more like the first pitcher, the one from last week that the Blue Claws saw. Here's a high pop by Rincones in back of first. Henson going back, coming over is Serna. Henson makes the over-the-shoulder running grab. Nice play by the big first baseman Henson, who had to go a long way for that and runs it down. So Rincones is out two away. And Henson did not look at all like the first baseman that made 2 errors on Sunday and could have made a couple of others and failed to pick a low throw that might well have ended the Blue Claws season. And the ninth inning on Sunday, here's Reyes, and he fouls one back under the screen. And the count nothing and one. Greg Brodzinski making the offensive play for Felix Reyes, putting him in over the left hand, hitting Cole Moore. Reyes had that walk-off home run on September 3rd in the last home game of the regular season for Jersey Shore. Here's the 0-1, and he hits a high pop first base side, and that one will make the seats. That's in the second level. They have two tiers of seating here. Lower bowl is between 6 and 8 rows, depending on the section, and then there's a little walkway between the lower and upper bowls. The upper bowl, about 20 rows. 1-1, the count on Felix. 1-1 game, 2 out, nobody on, top half of the third. Schlittler's pitch is lifted in the air again, first base side. Similar ball to the last one. Henson over near the railing, reaching out, makes the catch. Almost an identical play by Spencer Henson. A pop-up and foul ground down the right field line. And the big guy made them both look easy. Sign retired. Blue Claws go 1-2-3. Bottom third coming up, 1-1. You're listening to Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the order for Hudson Valley as we head into the bottom half of the third inning, tied at one. Each team scoring a run in the second inning. Mitch Newborn allowed hits to the first two of the first three batters, plus a walk. The first three reached against him there in the second inning, but got out of it, only allowing the one run. And the first pitch to Cowles is low, one ball and no strikes. So Jersey Shore and Hudson Valley tied at one in game number two of the SAL Northern Division Championship Series, best of three, and a ground that is short. For Rincon, who handles the hop near the bag, throws to first a little low, but dug out by Felix Reyes for out number one. So Cowles has grounded out twice, once to third and once to short, and that'll bring up Jared Serna. Well, Newborn has struck out four, including the last three batters there, 7-8 and 9 in the order in the second inning. Cam Schlither has struck out four as well for Hudson Valley. Schlither's thrown 48 pitches through his three innings. Breaking ball in there for a strike. That was Newborn's 37th pitch of the afternoon or the evening. Gorgeous evening, in fact. Mostly sunny skies all day here. Temperatures in the upper 60s now. And that one low for a ball. 1-1 on Cernos from Mexico. It's had a good year. 287 with Hudson Valley. Came up from Tampa a little over a month ago. He's hitting 283 there in 95 games, and he hits a slow roller foul. It's out in front of the changeup. It's one ball and two strikes. Pinstripe whites for the Renegades, who added the pinstripes to their collection when they became a Yankees affiliate prior to the 2021 season. So they're in their third year with the Yankees, who go Hudson Valley to, or Tampa, Florida, Hudson Valley to Somerset to Scranton. 1-2 on Serna. Newborn's pitch is a fastball high. And the count 2-2. See, Newborn will throw off-speed pitches early in the count and use them to make his fastball play a little faster. That one was 92 miles an hour, but you know, you get enough off-speed pitches, it'll play faster. That one is high. So back-to-back fastballs, both miss upstairs. And the count is full. Serna, if he gets on, he's got good speed. 29 stolen bases between Tampa and Hudson Valley this year, and in his career, 70 stolen bases in 221 games. Fastball just low, ball four. Ricketts was ready to throw it around the horn, but it's called a ball by Sam Carey. And for Newborn, his second walk. Mitch walked 14 guys in 42 innings coming into the game. About 3 per 9, which is okay. Not bad, not great. He did walk 4, though, on Saturday in his last start, and that was in 5 innings. So here's a dangerous left-handed hitter, Christopher Familia. And he takes in the dirt and gets right through the 5-hole of Caleb Ricketts back to the screen. Big turn at second base for Serna, and he stops there. So that'll be a wild pitch, but a ball that Ricketts probably should block. And it Pirates 1-0. And now the go-ahead run is in scoring position for Hudson Valley. And this is a spot you don't want to be in with, and it was eminently avoidable, walk and a wild pitch. But Familia and Rodriguez are two best hitters with a chance to give Hudson Valley their first lead. 1-0, and he lines one up the gap in left center field. That's down, base hit, and it rolls all the way back to the track where it's cut off by the left fielder Carr. He throws into second as the run comes in to score. It's an RBI double for Christopher Familia, and Hudson Valley's in front. It's 2-1 Renegades. A run of the Blue Claws' own doing. A walk, a wild pitch, and then you're asking for trouble with Familia. And here comes the pitching coach for Jersey Shore, Phil Condari, out to the mound to talk to Noonborn. 64th ribby of the year for Familia between Hudson Valley and Tampa. He hit three, and that's only in 68 games. He hit 398 with Tampa with 31 ribbies in 21 games, and then drove in 32 runs in 47 games in the regular season here with the Renegades. So Phil's out, pats Mitch on the back, and heads back. Phil in his first year with the Blue Claws and first year with the Phillies. He's a Jersey native. Grew up in Cliffside Park in Bergen County on the banks of the Hudson River. And ironically, this game is being played only about a mile and a half from the Hudson River. And that's down and outside, albeit about 70 miles north of Cliffside Park. Jesus Rodriguez takes outside 1-0. One out in the third. Hudson Valley leading it 2-1. And Noonborn out of the stretch inside. Fastball misses 2-0. Can be a little careful here with Rodriguez, who's hitting 356 and already has a base hit in the game. Have first base open. And that one in the dirt, blocked by Ricketts, the split change. And 3-0. I don't want to say the lineup falls off, but Familia and Rodriguez are the two best hitters on this Hudson Valley team. Flores, he can beat you too. But, you know, he had 250 with eight homers compared to Rodriguez, who came into the day at 356. Fastball, high, ball four. So that's not ideal, but it's not a disaster. First and second with one out for Flores. And keep an eye on the Jersey Shore bullpen. Hudson Valley now in front, 2-1. One in the second and one in the third for the Renegades. Three hits and three walks already off Noonborn in just two and a third innings. Here's Flores. And the pitch is high. Fastball, 1-0. But now you really, now you have to get the out. It's got to go after Flores. At Hudson Valley, you know they're thinking blow it open right here. They feel very good about the way Slither has thrown so far. So this becomes a big sequence. And a pop-up foul, first base side, one ball, one strike. One of the stories of the game on Tuesday in Lakewood was Hudson Valley's inability to take advantage of their run-scoring opportunities. They had the bases loaded three times and didn't score in any of those three innings. Here's the 1-1. That's down and outside. Missing with a slider to the right-handed batting Flores. Two balls and a strike. So if, and in the second inning, they had runners at first and second and nobody out and didn't score. So they had, or didn't add to their lead. They had already scored. Here's a bouncer down third, foul. And it's two balls and two strikes on Rafael Flores. So it's a tricky situation here for Jersey Shore, and they were hoping to get five innings out of Noonborn tonight, and I don't know if that's going to be happening.
He's already at 52 pitches. So that seems like a big ask from here. 2-2 outside, a breaking ball, 3-2. And I think if Newborn does not get Flores out here, we'll see somebody get loose in that Jersey Shore pen. 3-2, one out, one in. Hudson Valley up 2-1, bottom of the third. First and second for Rafael Flores, and Newborn wanted to see if the runners were going. He spins them back to second. Flores hit 259, eight home runs in the regular season. He was here all year, 105 appearances with Hudson Valley. Right-handed batting catcher from Anaheim. Pitch, foul back, just squibbed it foul. A roller behind the plate, and the count is full at 3-2 on Flores. In the other game, Hickory leading Greenville 1-0. Bottom half of the second inning in Greenville. Drive won the first game of that series. 3-2 on Tuesday. So if Greenville wins, they're in. And if Hickory wins, they'll play game three tomorrow night. Pitch number 56 of the game for Newborn. Still one out in the third. And he's set. Runner's not going. Swing and a miss. Got a fastball by him for strike three. An enormous strikeout there for Mitch Newborn. His fifth. And with two out, the batter will be Anthony Hall, the right fielder. Hall's a left-handed batter, had an RBI single in the second inning. Went to Oregon, fourth-round pick last year. Two on, two out, and he fouls one back into the screen. Hall began the year with Tampa, hit 269 with nine home runs in 60 games. But 194 in 24 games with Hudson Valley. He was added to the roster back on the 8th of August. Sixth hitter of the inning for the Renegades. And Newborn from the stretch and misses inside with an off-speed pitch. Count is even at 1-1. Hudson Valley 2-3-0. Blue Claws 1-1-0. Jared Carr, an RBI single in the top of the first. Blue Claws led 1-0, but now trail 2-1. Chain jump, swing at him. What a good pitch. And it's 1-2. Hudson Valley left two on in the second. Newborn trying to strand two more here. The Blue Claws trail it by a run in the third. 1-2. Outside and high. Fastball misses. Two balls, two strikes. On deck is Alexander Vargas, the switch hitting shortstop. Newborn from the belt for the 2-2. Here it is. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, says Brian Laws, the third base umpire. Strike three, and that retires the side. So for the second straight inning, Hudson Valley leaves two and scores one. They take the lead. One run on one hit, two walks, and two left. Renegades up 2-1. We go to the fourth on Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball. BlueClaws.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive four free ticket vouchers for games this summer. a Klaustas experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
One thing I know the Blue Claws are hoping to do tonight was play most of this game from in front. And their lead lasted half an inning. So they're down 2-1. We go to the top half of the fourth. And the batter, Leandro Pineda, against Cam Schlittler. Breaking ball, strike on the outside corner with a count, nothing and one. No action in the Blue Claws pen, so Newborn's going to stay on. But he does not look as sharp as we've seen him here tonight. Here's the 0-1 to Pineda. And he lines one back toward the middle. That's going to drop, base hit. So Pineda, who had the single that started the two-run season-saving rally on Sunday, starts the fourth with a base hit, and that'll bring up Caleb Ricketts. Blue Claws were down to their final three outs on Sunday, trailing 9-7 here in Hudson Valley. They had to win, or that was it. Last game of the regular season. And Pineda and Otto Kemp had base hits with one out, and they ended up tying it on a throwing error with two out as Ricketts takes off the plate outside. It's 1-0. Pineda, not a threat to steal, does have six on the year, but highly unlikely to go. Ricketts, Brian Rincon, and Otto Kemp, the next three for Jersey Shore, down 2-1 here in the fourth inning. Throw to first and not in time as Pineda is able to dive back in. Meanwhile, Greenville has taken the lead. Two runs in the bottom of the second inning of their game against Hickory. So the drive now up 2-1 over the Crawdads. If the drive win, they're in to the finals. High and tight on Ricketts. And the count, two balls and no strikes. Greenville won game one in Hickory on Tuesday. They were the first half champs and were well under 500 in the second half, just lost a lot of guys to promotion. In fact, they went 27-39 in the second half. Here's the 2-0, and swing it. It was chase ball three. That was outside, I think. 2-1. They were 17 games back of Hickory, who went 43-21 in the second half in the South. But Greenville a chance to move to the SAL Championship Series up north, start up north on Sunday. Here or in Lakewood. 2-1, throw to first, not in time. So now they've thrown over twice on Pineda. Well, I suppose that makes it more likely to go. I certainly wouldn't say it makes him likely to go. But they can't throw over anymore. And the 2-1, breaking ball, swing and a miss. And the count 2-2. Schlittler looks good. You know, you never really know until you see a guy pitch. But Blue Claws faced him last Saturday, and you're like, well, first game up from low A, didn't get out of the first inning. Well, he threw five shutout innings in that game, and he looks good again today. 2-2 on Ricketts. The pitch is swung on and missed. Fastball, strike three, and that's the first out here in the fourth. So Pineda stays in first. That'll bring up Brian Rincon, and that's the fifth strikeout for Cam Schlittler, who's faced 14 batters, fan five, allowed two hits and a walk so far. That was his 55th pitch of the game. Newborn has thrown 61 pitches through three innings for Jersey Shore. Here's Rincon, and he bounces one to short. This will be two. Fielded by Vargas. He steps on the bag and throws to first. It's a 6-6 three-inning ending double play, and that retires the side. So the Blue Claws waste a leadoff single from Pineda. No runs, one hit, none left. Bottom of the fourth inning here in Hudson Valley. 2-1 Renegades on BlueClaws.com.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends. Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
So the Blue Claws playing from behind, 2-1, as we head into the bottom half of the fourth inning, and Jersey Shore has Malik Binns up. No, check that, I'm sorry. First pitch is high, 1-0. Carlos Betancourt up in the bullpen, down the line in left field for the Blue Claws. Betancourt had a good year, a shaky finish. And he'll be next. Here's the 1-0 to Vargas, and he grounds one to second. Brito is there, backhands it, and throws the first in time. One away, so Vargas grounds out. For out number one here in the bottom half of the fourth. Nordborn has struck out six, but he's walked three in now 3 1/3 innings. Hudson Valley runs came on a base hit by Hall and an RBI double by Christopher Familia. One in the second, and Familia in the third. Spencer Henson takes outside of the count. It's one ball and no strikes. We said during the season that we thought Blue Claws could win a playoff game. Carlos Betancourt throwing a few scoreless innings in the middle of a ball game, a multi-inning, bulk inning reliever. Swing and a miss by Henson, 1-1. And maybe that night is today. It looks like he'll be next behind Mitch, and that one low. Now there could be one more start for Nordborn, and if there is, 2-1, foul back, good grip, 2-2. It would be in the SAL Northern Division Championship Series. Next week on the road. Grounder down to third for Kemp. It's a foul ball, which is probably a bad break for the Blue Claws. Kemp would have had to make a tough throw, but he had plenty of time. Henson thought it was foul off the mat. It was close, but foul. If there is a game three tomorrow, it would be only the second time Blue Claws play an elimination game. Here's a high drive to left. That's trouble. Carr back to the track. Henson thinks it's gone. It is. He flips the bat away. The ball smashes off the scoreboard behind the left field wall. Spencer Henson, who didn't even start the game. It's a solo homer here in the bottom of the fourth. 3-1 Hudson Valley. Henson had 14 home runs during the regular season, including one on Sunday, off of Carlos Betancourt, who was warming in the bullpen. And hit 10 with the Renegades last year. And he goes deep here to make it 3-1. So Hudson Valley scored one run in each of the last three innings. And that pitch is low to Cole Gabrielson. And the count, one ball, no strikes. Gabrielson struck out his first time. Though the only time the Blue Claws have played an elimination game in the first round of the postseason in their previous 5 years was in 2010. They beat Hickory 6-0. Slider outside, 2-0. That was a home game against the Crawdads in 2010. Jonathan Pettibone went 7 innings in that game and gave up 1 hit, 1 walk, and struck out 9. And the Blue Claws went on to the championship series, defeating Greenville. Grounder down to third, foul. 2 balls and 1 strike. You know, one of the big benefits of winning today, and now you know, Greenville's up 5-1 in their game. One of the big benefits, swing and a miss, this goes for the Blue Claws and it goes for Greenville, is
you get 2 days off before the championship series to rest your bullpen. And if you want, you know, you can slide your pitchers back, so you can max. You don't have to use as many starters either. 2-2 down and outside, 3-2. I wonder if Mitch is down to his last base runner. Blue Claws trailing 3-1, bottom of the fourth. And, you know, it's been a long year, and he's thrown a lot of innings, and, you know, he hadn't been starting. I wonder if he's just tired a little bit tonight. There's the 3-2, and a fly ball hit well out in the right center. Long run over for Pineda. He's there, jumps up, can't get it, and it gets over his head, and one hops off the wall, and into second base goes Gabrielson. He was right there, and he missed it. A poor defense by Leandro Pineda. He kind of misjudged it a little bit, was a little farther in than he wanted to be, and that'll do it for Newborn. Here comes Greg Brodzinski. He was a little further in than he wanted to be, and then had to put himself in a spot where he jumped up to try to catch it, and didn't. So it's a double for Gabrielson, but it really should have been an out. And the Blue Claws are going to the pen. So Newborn not as sharp these last two games as he had been, and his day ends here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Goes 3 1/3, 3 runs so far on 5 hits. He walked 3 and struck out 6. And the new pitcher for Jersey Shore will be right-hander Carlos Betancourt. Betancourt has had a very good year. 22-year-old from Cumana, Venezuela, 5-3 with a 3.69 ERA, 78 innings, 68 hits, 33 walks, and 92 strikeouts for Carlos. But two of his last three outings were very shaky. He allowed 2 earned runs from July 23rd through September 1st in 20-plus innings. And then on September 3rd against Aberdeen, 1 inning, 1 run, gave up a home run to Harrison Placencia. And then his outing before that, loaded the bases in 1 inning, threw 32 pitches, did get at him. He pitched very well at Hudson Valley here on September 7th, last Thursday, 3 scoreless innings. But then on Sunday, in the game that the Blue Claws would clinch a playoff spot, he gave up 2 home runs to go from 7-6 up to 8-7 down. And he's had a long year too, and you just wonder if some of these guys are just wearing down a little bit. He only threw 45 innings last year with Clearwater. Betancourt did. He's had 78 innings this year. And he comes in here with Hudson Valley up by 2, 3-1. They've scored 1 run in each of the last 3 innings. And the first pitch is outside, and the count 1-1, no strikes. Ben Cowell's the batter, top of the order, and the 8-9 hitters doing damage for Hudson Valley. Henson, you know, has hit high in the lineup. He came in as an injury replacement earlier. Didn't start. Weak swing there by Cowles. Handcuffed at a changeup from Betancourt. It's 1-1. There's a long way to go in this game. But Tom's got to keep it here. You don't want to fall too far back. Here's a one-hopper to Kemp at third. Looks the runner back to second. Throws low to first and dug out by Reyes for the out, and that's the second of the inning. Gabrielson stays put at second base, and the second baseman, Jared Serna, is coming to the plate. So the Blue Claws are going to have to go into this bullpen today and get, if they win the game, 5 2/3 innings. We get them through 9, obviously. The pitch And that one is low, and the appeal and a check swing. He didn't go, says Elliot Melton, the base umpire, or the first base umpire. Four-man crews in the postseason. Blue Claws down 3-1, and the pitch by Betancourt way outside. And have a count 2-0. So, Mike Brodzinski and Phil Condari trying to manage the bullpen here, and they're going to have to use a few guys. And obviously, anybody that used today will be unlikely to be available tomorrow. 2-0. Bouncer foul behind home plate. Two balls and a strike. And as we told you a few moments ago, Greenville scored 5 runs in the second inning on Hickory. And they lead 5-1 in the third. And if Greenville wins, they'll be rested for game one of the championship series up north on Sunday. 2-1 pitch, high, 3 balls and a strike, a fastball. 94 there from Betancourt. And that's why, you know, it's so important. If you can sweep, makes an enormous difference, because if this series goes 3, whoever wins has to come back in 36 hours, one day rest against a more rested team and play again. 3-1 in the dirt. Off-speed pitch, ball 4. And the Blue Claws have, for some reason, I mean, not on purpose, I guess, but end up daring Christopher Familia to beat them. He's come up now in multiple big spots with runners on base. And he's a really good hitter. So here's Christopher Familia, who hit 11 home runs in 47 games with Hudson Valley. 264, 32 ribbies. He's driven in almost a run a game this year between low-A Tampa and the high-A Renegades. First and second, 2 out. Renegades up 3-1 in the fourth, and he takes a big swing. Does Familia and fouls it back. Count no balls and 1 strike. Spencer Henson homered earlier in the inning to make it 3-1 Hudson Valley. Familia, the DH, drove in 31 runs in 21 games with Tampa. There go the runners. Swing and a miss. Throw to third by Ricketts. Tag! Safe! Big jumps for both, or for really Gabrielson, the runner going second to third. Cerna just followed in the second. Ricketts threw to third, but just late. He put it right on the bag. So now a base hit. And now, you know what? Are they calling? What are they calling? Are they calling an obstruction? Evidently so. Sergio Santos is not happy. And he's out arguing with Sam Carey, the home plate umpire. And are they going to send the runners back? Yes, they are. Wow. Crowd booing. And now the ball boy running out a new rosin bag for Carlos Betancourt. So a lot going on here. So take those stolen bases off the board. Gabrielson back to second. And Cerna back to first. Pitch was a strike, so it's nothing in 2. So they call it obstruction on the batter, which you don't see often. 0-2, low. 1-2. You know, the other thing with that, it's a left-handed batter. And Ricketts was throwing to third on a pitch that was, you know, on the outer part of the plate. So I don't even know how much he could have obstructed him, even if he wanted to. Kind of a weird call. 1-2 on Familia. 3-1 Renegades. And he hits a foul ball, bouncing it off him. Self came hit him in the chest in the box, and it's 1-2 still on Familia, a very dangerous left-handed batter. And you don't want to say the game on the line, it's the fourth inning, but you know, ball up the gap, and he's certainly capable of that, makes it 5-1. That's a pretty big hole. 1-2 pitch. On the inside corner, got him, strike 3.
Good work by Carlos Betancourt. Comes in and strands two. And Hudson Valley, they do extend their lead to 3-1, but they've left six men on base already. And they've had chances. Blue Claws will bat now in the fifth. One run on two hits, no errors, and two left on. So we go to the fifth, 3-1 Hudson Valley. The Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on the home of the Claws, blueclaws.com.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
So the Blue Claws down 2-5 innings to go. We start the top half of the fifth here in Hudson Valley. Otto Kemp leads it off. Cam Schlittler's pitch, foul back, nothing in, one. So Jersey Shore will ask Carlos Betancourt to go maybe two more innings and try to keep this a two-run game while the offense tries to work off Schlittler, who's pitched well, struck out five over the first four innings. And Kemp hits one in the air towards left center, but he got under it. The left fielder Rodriguez moves into the gap, makes the catch, and Kemp flies out, one away for the left fielder Jared Carr. It was Carr who drove in the Blue Claws' first run, and to this point only run. Back in the top half of the second inning, a base hit the center with two strikes and two outs to score Brian Rincon, who had walked and stolen second base. So here's Carr batting from the left side, and the pitch by Schlittler, a breaking ball high. Schlittler in his last inning, Hudson Valley has action in their bullpen. Now, this is where things could get a little interesting for the Renegades, because they promoted five relievers to Somerset before the game Tuesday, which is really staggering. And a breaking ball called, strike on the outside corner. And the count is 1-1. One and one, the count on Jared Carr. One out, nobody up. They brought up a bunch of guys from low A Tampa. Carr takes high. And it's two balls and a strike. So of their better returning relievers, you already saw on Tuesday night Cole Ayers, who gave up the two-run home run to Caleb Ricketts to give the Blue Claws a win in the first game. Breaking ball high and outside, ball three, 3-1. So we'll see. I think that's got to be the biggest concern for Hudson Valley. But right now they do have the lead. 3-1 over Jersey Shore, top half of the fifth. 3-1 to Carr, breaking ball high, ball four. So Jared's aboard. And that'll bring Eric Brito to the plate with one out on a runner at first. So Carr on for the second time. And here's Brito, who has flown to center in his only at-bat so far today. Schlittler threw five scoreless against Jersey Shore Saturday and bested Noonborn, who gave up one run in five innings in that game. And he bests him again. Mitch out. 3 1/3, 5 hits, 3 runs, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. 75 pitches, 43 strikes. Here's Brito with Carr at first. They throw over, and Jared is back in there standing. Chris Adamson coaching at first. A few words for Carr, who, of course, played for Tank in
Adelaide. It's time called. Ball got loose from the Renegades bullpen. Carr played for Tank in Adelaide over the winter. So did, of course, Mitch Noonborn, Rickson Wingrove, Arturo DeFreitas, Anthony Kirion. All members at some point this season with Jersey Shore and Nick Ward. Brito shows bunt, takes a curveball high, and a count one ball and one, no strikes. And Jordan Fowler, who plus had seven members of that Adelaide championship team from last winter, their summer, with them at some point this year. Most of those guys are either injured or promoted, but Carr and Noonborn and Kirion still here. 1-0 on Brito. Carr leads off first. Pitch is swung on and missed. A slider, and the count one ball, one strike. So 1-1 on Brito, and the pitch is on the inside corner. Good fastball, and the count 1-2. Well, he had a walk and then ball one to Brito, but he's come back. Schlittler has with back-to-back very good pitches. That one especially, fastball on the knees at the inside corner. 1-2, the count on him. With one out, the pitch outside. Fastball misses, two balls, two strikes. Two on Brito. Top of the order next, Justin Crawford. Hudson Valley 3, Jersey Shore 1. Top of the fifth, game 2 of the SAL Northern Division Championship Series. Blue Claws win in advance. 2-2, runner goes, pitches high, throw to second on target, and he's out. Carr out, head first, dive at second, tagged out by the second baseman, Cerna. Good throw by Rafael Flores, and that's out number 2. So Carr thought he had a jump and is thrown out. Tough mistake to make when your team's down 2, but still early enough in the game where the aggression worth it. Didn't work out that time. Brito lines one back through the middle, base hit, and I think that makes it a little more frustrating for the Blue Claws because they would theoretically have 2 on and 1 out. So Brito is aboard, and that'll bring up Justin Crawford. Now, this is a time, however, where, you know, you could see them being more aggressive with 2 out and send Brito, who has 15 stolen bases, because if he's thrown out, then you just have Crawford lead off. And with 2 out, you know, you got, and a breaking ball is in there for a called strike. And the count, nothing and one. Yeah, with 1 out, it's one thing, but with 2 out, you know, you need an extra base hit or a couple of hits. Brito, good lead. He was leaning, and they throw behind him. Ball squirted away, but not far enough for Eric to try it. Rolled up the first base line. Henson tracked it down. So nothing and 1 the count on Crawford, who is 0-2 today against Schlittler. Brito has a good lead off of first. And he's going. Big jump, pitch high, throw to second. Got him, and the inning is over. How about that by Rafael Flores, who started the game as the first baseman. He throws out Carr and Brito at second base in the fifth. No runs, one hit. Nobody left. Crawford will lead off in the sixth. 3-1 Hudson Valley. Bottom 5 on BlueClaws.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Klaustas experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Jesus Rodriguez coming up here for Hudson Valley as we start the bottom of the fifth inning. The Renegades leading the Blue Claws 3-1. Carlos Betancourt's first full inning of relief begins with a cleanup man for the Renegades. First pitch is in there for a strike, and the count 0-1. So how about the catcher there, Rafael Flores? He began the game as the first baseman for Hudson Valley, moved behind the plate after an injury to catcher Antonio Gomez earlier. 0-1, and that is inside, 1-1. And he throws out both Carr and Brito, trying to steal second base right there in the top half of the fifth. 1-1, swing and a miss, good slider, and the count 1-2. Carr getting caught is less palatable than Brito getting caught, because Brito got caught with two out and Crawford up. So Justin, who's the Blue Claws leadoff hitter anyway, will just lead off in the top half of the sixth. But Carr got thrown out for the second out of the inning there. I guess that became a little more frustrating for the Blue Claws when Brito singled on the next pitch. 1-2. Line back up the middle. Long run, Rincon. He won't get it. And a base hit. Inside out single for Jesus Rodriguez on a 1-2 pitch. And he's on for the third time. And that'll bring up Rafael Flores. Well, we told you the top of this order for Hudson Valley is as good as most in the league. And they've been on base 6 times in 12 at-bats or 12 plate appearances so far today. Cowles, Serna, Familia, and Rodriguez. Cowles over 3. But the other 3, Serna's been on twice. Familia, the RBI double. And Rodriguez now 2 hits and a walk. So Hudson Valley a chance to push this lead farther out. They lead it 3-1. And here's Flores, who takes high, ball one. He walked and popped out in his first 2 times up, both against Noonborn, who went 3 1/3, allowed 3 runs on 5 hits, 3 walks, and he struck out 6. Betancourt out of the stretch, throws to first and close, but safe. Elliot Melton, the first base umpire, called Rodriguez safe. He was safe, but it was very close. Betancourt came out in the fourth. He got a ground out, a walk, and then a strikeout. Hudson Valley has left 6 men on base all in the last 3 innings. 2 in the second, 2 in the third, 2 in the fourth. So while they lead by 2 right now at 3-1, and a slider is low, 2-0, it could easily be 4-1, 5-1, 6-1 at this point. Renegades will go to the bullpen for the top of the sixth. 2-0, that's in the dirt. 3-0. On deck is left-handed hitting Anthony Hall, who has a base hit and an RBI tonight against the right-hander Betancourt. Jersey Shore led this game 1-0 after an inning and a half on Carr's second inning base hit. But since then, it's been all Renegades. And 3-0 here on Flores. Swinging, pops it up, foul behind the plate, out of play. Now the count, 3-1. If Hudson Valley wins tonight, we'll be back here tomorrow. Same time, 6:35.
If the Blue Claws come back, they will go to the finals and host either Greenville or Hickory. Right now it looks like Greenville on Sunday. That's inside, ball four. So two on, nobody out. And that will bring up Anthony Hall, the right fielder. How long can the Blue Claws keep dodging chances for Hudson Valley, who's just 2-for-9 with runners in scoring position? And Phil Condari, the pitching coach, is heading out to the mound. Blue Claws Baseball is brought to you by Charlie's Pizza. Locations in Manchester, Toms River, and Lakewood, with a fourth at Shoretown Ballpark. Charlie's Pizza is the official pizza of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Condari in his first season with the Phillies out there talking with Caleb Ricketts and Carlos Betancourt. The shortstop Brian Rincon is there too. And the Renegades have two on and nobody out in the bottom of the fifth, already leading it 3-1. Trying to see who's warming up for Hudson Valley. We told you they have a bunch of new guys down there. And I think that's OCL Rodriguez, who is not even among the newest group of new guys who came up. They added five pitchers on Tuesday before game one of this series, but they added Rodriguez to the roster on Friday while the Blue Claws were up here last weekend. Here's Anthony Hall. First and second, nobody out, bottom of the fifth, 3-1 Hudson Valley, and the first pitch from Betancourt is outside, and the count is one ball, no strikes. Well, we told you before with Betancourt, he had a really good year, but three of his last four regular season outings were a little shaky. Here's the 1-0, and there's a strike. September 1st against Aberdeen, he threw over 30 pitches in one inning, walked two, gave up a base hit, and walked in a couple of runs in that game. 1-1. And a grab to the second. Could be two. Brito Fields underhands the Rincon. One fires the first. Double play. That's just what the doctor ordered. In this case, Dr. Phil Condari, that is. Two down. Rodriguez goes to third. Then on September 3rd against Aberdeen, gave up a home run to Arison Plasencia that nearly cost the Blue Claws that game. He was good here last Thursday, but then on September 10th against Hudson Valley on a Sunday, gave up a couple of home runs in that game that nearly cost the Blue Claws that one. They fell behind. Here's Vargas, and that pitch is outside, and the count is one ball, no strikes. Vargas is 0-for-2. He struck out looking and grounded out to second. Spencer Henson, who homered last time off Noonborn, is on deck. Renegades up 3-1 here in the fifth. Runner at third, 1-0 in the dirt. Nice pick by Caleb Ricketts. Two balls, no strikes. Can the Blue Claws work their way back? They can. But I don't want to fall too far behind. 2-0 the count on Vargas. And the pitch on the way, high and outside, 3-0. Vargas is hitting 206 on the season. You have Henson on deck, who has a lot of pop. You'd much rather face Vargas, who rips one down first, but foul, swinging 3-0. I'll tell you what, everybody swings 3-0 in this series. Both teams. Used to be nobody would swing 3-0. But, yeah, you don't want to face Henson, who's had a few good at-bats in the last few days. Had a couple of hits Sunday, a couple of hits Saturday, and then the home run here tonight. I don't think you want to face him with 2-1. Here's the 3-1 tip foul at home plate by Vargas, and the count is full at 3-2. I think that's OCL Rodriguez for Hudson Valley, but we'll see. for the sixth. At least for Jersey Shore's sake, they won't have to face Schlittler anymore, who gave up one run in five innings on just three hits. Big pitch here, 3-2 on Vargas. The switch hitter bats left. Two out, runner at third. Pitch by Betancourt. Swing at him as he got him. Strike three, the inning is over. Second strikeout for Carlos Betancourt, and a big one. Hudson Valley leaves another runner in scoring position. No runs, one hit, one walk, and one left. So we go to the sixth, and Hudson Valley leads it 3-1 here on the home of the Claws, BlueClaws.com.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Well, C.L. Rodriguez indeed the pitcher for Hudson Valley. We hit into the top of the sixth inning, and Hudson Valley leading the Blue Claws 3-1. Top of the order for Jersey Shore. Justin Crawford, Gabriel Rinconas Jr., and Felix Reyes down by two in the sixth. Cam Schlittler, five innings, one run on three hits. He walked two, struck out five. And Crawford swings at the first pitch and lifts it in the air to right. Hall went in first, now racing back. It's over his head, and it short hops the right field wall. Crawford cruising in a second, and he's there with a first pitch double and a good start to the sixth for Jersey Shore. Now you got to capitalize and get him in. That was the first pitch thrown tonight by OCL Rodriguez, a 21-year-old right-hander from Cuba who was just added to the Hudson Valley roster last Friday. Made one appearance, gave up three runs, two unearned runs on Sunday. He pitched the eighth and ninth innings against the Blue Claws when they got those two runs off of Rodriguez to tie the game and extend the season. And now Flores, who has not worked that closely with OCL Rodriguez this year because Rodriguez, again, has only pitched one game for Hudson Valley, whereas Flores, the catcher's been here the whole season, so they go out to make sure they're on the same page. Just a fourth hit for Jersey Shore, double by Crawford. I don't know that Hall would have caught that, but he took a step in on it. Once he did that, that was it. Rodriguez with Tampa this year had a 5.89 ERA, 12 runs in 18 and a third innings, 15 walks and 23 strikeouts. Here's Rinconas, and he takes a fastball strike. Otto Kemp and Leandro Pineda were the ones who had the base hits off Rodriguez the other day. Now, neither one, I would say, scalded the ball. Brito hit the ground at a third with two out. That could have ended the game and the season for Jersey Shore. But it was thrown away by Jesus Rodriguez from third. Rinconas looks at that fastball up and outside. And the count is one ball and one strike. So Jersey Shore trying to get back in it. They trail 3-1. And a breaking ball on the inside corner. Good pitch. And the count is 1-2 on Gabriel Rinconas Jr. It would be a major letdown if Blue Claws can't get Crawford in. So he's there. Nobody out. A lot of time left. But a big opportunity for the Blue Claws. 1-2. Breaking ball popped up. Got off the front foot and skies it in back of the bag at second, where it's reeled in by Vargas. And that is the
first out of the inning. So Rancunas can't get him in, can't get him over. One away for the first baseman, Felix Reyes. Reyes gets the start today for Cole Moore. Reyes played first on Sunday, made two errors. Moore played first on Tuesday for six innings, and then Reyes pinch hit for him and got a base hit. And he starts today, hit by a pitch his first time. And he looks at that one low, one ball, no strikes. And popped out to first base his second time. Down to 64 degrees here in Hudson Valley, top of the sixth on a beautiful evening. 3-1 Renegades, one out, and the pitch is popped back over our heads out of play. And the count 1-2. So Crawford leads off of second for Jersey Shore after his leadoff double here in this inning. Betancourt is going to pitch the bottom of the sixth for the Blue Claws. There's nobody throwing in their bullpen. He's done solid work so far over an inning and two-thirds. Breaking ball popped up, third base side. That almost hit him, and he swung at it. It was high and tight and fouled it away. Probably should be ahead in this count, 2-1. Instead, it is one ball, two strikes with Leandro Pineda waiting in the on-deck circle for Jersey Shore. So 1-2 the count here on Felix Reyes. Pineda's next. Ocean Rodriguez deals in the dirt. Off-speed pitch.
Oh, come on, Blue!
Blocked by the catcher, Flores. And it's 2-2. Crowd anxious. And yelling at the plate umpire, Sam Carey, but well, bounced. No one was going to miss that call. So 2-2 here on Felix. And Rodriguez ready the pitch. Swing and a miss, got him, strike three. Took something off, a changeup. And he strikes out Reyes for the second out of the inning. First strikeout for Rodriguez. Here's Pineda, who, as we told you before, got a base hit off of him in the ninth inning on Sunday, a game the Blue Claws had to win to clinch a playoff spot. And they did, albeit barely. Pitch inside corner, strike of the knees. And the count, nothing and one. Blue Claws won it 10-9 in 11 innings on Sunday. Caleb Riggins would be next. Pineda 1-for-2 today, 1 out of 5 so far in the postseason. Crawford still off second. After his leadoff double, two down, and Pineda swings and foul, tips one off the catcher, Flores. And the count is 0-2. Hudson Valley's had a few chances. We've talked about it tonight. They're 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position. They've already left 7 men on base, 4 in scoring position. Blue Claws have only left 2. They're 1-for-5. With runners in scoring position, but this would feel like a major letdown if they strand Crawford after his leadoff two-base hit. And Pineda calls time. And now Leandro steps back in. Bright orange cleats for the 21-year-old left-handed batting Pineda. And here's the 0-2, swinging a foul ball back into the screen. Good rip. And the count still, no balls, two strikes on Pineda. Looking ahead to the bottom of the sixth inning, it'll be Henson, Gabrielson, and Cowles, 8-9-1 for Hudson Valley. And the 0-2, swing and a miss, got him on a changeup, strike three, blocked by Flores. He tags out Pineda, and the inning is over. The Blue Claws waste a leadoff double from Justin Crawford, and they trail 3-1 as we go to the bottom half of the sixth. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on the home of the Claws, blueclaws.com.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it.
Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Spencer Henson leading it off here for Hudson Valley. We head to the bottom half of the sixth, and the Renegades lead it 3-1. Talked about it for a few weeks. You know, Betancourt's that ideal mid-inning, bulk inning, postseason reliever. Close game, get some outs in the middle frames. He's done that so far. He has to do it again here. First pitch to Henson, ripped down the left field line. That's trouble back near the wall, and it hits off the left field wall and bounces back past Jared Carr into left field. And Henson hit the second, a leadoff double. So Spencer Henson has a home run and a double in a game he didn't even start. Catcher Antonio Gomez got hurt playing defense in the second inning. And they move Flores from first base to behind the plate. They put Henson in at first. He's 2-for-3 with a home run. And the Blue Claws will get somebody up in the bullpen down in left field. Here's Cole Gabrielson, right-handed hitting center fielder, who has a double tonight, 1-for-2. Pitch on the way, popped up. Right side, Ricketts moving over. Reyes coming down. Who's got it? Ricketts makes the catch. And that is out number one. So Gabrielson is retired. That was dangerous. A pop out to the catcher. One away. And here is the third baseman, Ben Cowles. I think that's Cam Witt warming up in the bullpen now for Jersey Shore, another who's had a great year. Blue Claws wasted a leadoff double in the top of the inning. Hudson Valley trying to not do the same. They have some good hitters up here, though. Cowles grounds one to short. Rincon backhands, plants, throws, got him. Two down, and the runner stays put. So two away, and here's the second baseman, Jared Cernan. He has walked twice and grounded out. Big, big sequence here. Hudson Valley 2-for-12 with runners in scoring position. And the pitch outside a slider. Backhand by Ricketts, 1-0. So if Betancourt can get Cerna here, you know, he would have done a great job. Came on with one out of the fourth and would get Jersey Shore through the sixth, keeping it a two-run game. Now it's up to it'll be up to the offense. Here's a little flare, though, into shallow left center. That's dropping base hit. Henson coming around. He'll score. Crawford grabs it in left center and plays it into the second. RBI single for Jared Cerna. And Hudson Valley just had too many base runners. Eventually, they were going to get somebody in. And Cerna picks up his first hit of the game, 4-1. Renegades. Didn't hit it that hard, but in the left center, nobody there. And Henson, who doesn't run that well, scored easily. Eight hits, and Hudson Valley's drawn 5 walks, so 13 base runners, and they have a 4-1 lead here, bottom of the sixth. Here's Christopher Familia, and Betancourt throws over, and diving back in is Jared Cerna.
Tips one foul. Familia does. No balls and strike. Familia, RBI double in the third inning. That made it 2-1. It's now 4-1. Hudson Valley has scored one run in second, third, fourth, and now sixth innings. Here's a fly ball hit well deep into left field. Carr going back toward the track. He's there and makes the catch. Well, Familia flies out to win the inning, but Hudson Valley extends their lead. One run on two hits. There were no errors, and they leave one. We have played six full 4-1 Renegades on BlueClaws.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub. Okay, the Brigands will lead it off here for Jersey Shore. We head into the top half of the seventh inning, and the Blue Claws trail it 4-1. Brigands, of course, the game-winning home run in the eighth inning on Tuesday in the first game of this series. And he will lead it off. 4-1 Renegades. OCL Rodriguez, his first pitch is a strike on the outside corner in the count, nothing and one. Brigands 0 for 2 in this game, 2 strikeouts against the starter Cam Schlittler. Rodriguez came out in the sixth and gave him a leadoff double, and the Blue Claws didn't score. Swing and a miss, changeup, and it's 0-2. And then, in the bottom of the sixth, Hudson Valley got a leadoff double from Spencer Henson. Didn't get him in for the first two batters, and then got him in with two out. So they lead it 4-1. 0-2 to Riggins. Swinging a roller up first, goes foul. And the count is 0-2. If there's a game three tomorrow, 6:35, I don't know who would pitch it for Jersey Shore. My guess would be Rafael Marcano. They haven't announced it yet. Either it would probably be Marcano or Gunnar Mayer, but guess is Marcano, but I honestly don't know. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him way out ahead of a changeup, strike three. OCL Rodriguez has struck out 3 consecutive hitters. And that's one down here, top of the seventh inning for Brian Rincon. Hudson Valley added a bunch of guys. One of them was Matt Keating, who was mostly a starter down in Tampa. And he could theoretically be an option for Hudson. Actually, no, not Matt Keating. I'm sorry. Fastball is a strike to Brian Rincon. The count is nothing in one. And Rincon swings and misses. They have Sebastian Keen made a couple of starts for Tampa and threw 3 innings on Saturday. He could be an option. It would be his high A debut. 0-2 on Rincon. And the pitch outside. Blue Claws tomorrow would have Jack Dallas and Andrew Walling available. They're two top relievers. They'd be in good shape, but you never want to get into an elimination game if you can avoid it. Squibbed up third foul. And the count is still One ball and two strikes. Otto Kemp on deck. He struck out and flown to left. Pitch to Rincon. Looped in the air into shallow center. Going back on it, certainly has got time to retreat and makes the catch, the second baseman, for the second out. Five in a row set aside by OCL Rodriguez after that Crawford double. And here is Otto Kemp. Well, the Blue Claws are down to their final seven outs. And then we'll turn it over to Cam Wynn, I think, for the bottom half of the inning. Betancourt went two and two-thirds innings, one run. And Kemp takes that one low for ball one. And the count 1-0. In the other game, in the Sally League, Greenville leads Hickory 5-2. That game is heading to the top half of the sixth. Kemp takes, and it's high. Two balls, no strikes. So if Greenville wins, they clinch a spot in the SAL Championship Series. Two and oh. Kemp swings and misses. Changeup. 2-1. Meanwhile, it's not Clearwater's night. They're down 10-0 in the seventh. So they will head to a winner-take-all elimination game against Lakeland tomorrow. 2-1, down the middle strike. 2-2. Blue Claws have been hanging around, but they really haven't done a whole heck of a lot offensively. Their best chance was in the sixth when they wasted Crawford's leadoff double. Swing and a miss by Kemp, strike three, and the inning is over. Great work by Osiel Rodriguez. A 1-2-3-7. He strikes out four over two scoreless innings. And Hudson Valley leads it 4-1 at the stretch. Listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball here on BlueClaws.com.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
New pitcher for Jersey Shore as they've reached the seventh inning stretch is right-hander Cam Wynn. And the Blue Claws trailing Hudson Valley here by a score of 4-1. Seventh inning stretch is brought to you by Jag One Physical Therapy, proudly your service, your trusted in-network resource for physical and occupational therapy services. With over 13 convenient locations throughout Ocean and Monmouth counties, our friends at Jag One Physical Therapy are fully committed to helping you get back the life you love. For more information or to make an appointment, visit jagonept.com. Call to the Bullpen is brought to you by Provident Bank. Whether you want to save for retirement, a checking account with some robust benefits, or a custom loan for your small business, Provident Bank is committed to helping. And that's a commitment you can count on. Learn more at provident.bank. Carlos Betancourt was very good. He went 2 2/3. Did give up one run. And
he leaves for Cam Wynn. One run on three hits, two walks, and two strikeouts. So here's Cam Wynn. He'll face 4-5-6. Jesus Rodriguez, Rafael Flores, and Anthony Hall. And the first pitch to Rodriguez is in there for a strike. Wynn, a right-hander from the University of Nebraska, 20th round pick in 2021 by the Phillies. 1-1 this year at 2.55 ERA. Slow roller foul by Rodriguez up third. And the count 0-2. 42 innings, 29 hits, 14 walks, 39 strikeouts for Cam Wynn, who gave up a stretch of one run in 17 innings, snapped on September 3rd. And he did give up four runs in five and a third innings in his three September appearances. Swing and a miss there. Fastball got him strike three. So Rodriguez out, one away. And that'll bring up Rafael Flores, who began the game as the first baseman. Now he's the catcher. Hudson Valley will go to the bullpen for the bottom of top of the eighth. And they are six outs away from forcing game number three, winner take all, tomorrow night. So here's Flores, who has walked twice and struck out. And a breaking ball grounded right side through a wide open hole, base hit. Brito, the second baseman, was up near the bag, so Flores finds the big hole. He's one for two with a pair of walks, and that'll bring up Anthony Hall. The top five spots in this Hudson Valley batting order today have reached base in 10 of their 20 combined plate appearances. Here's Hall, who had an RBI single. He's one for three. Wynn out of the stretch, and the pitch is hit in the air towards right center. That's dropping. Base hit. Flores on his way around second. He'll go to third as Crawford gets it back into second, and the Renegades have runners on the corners with one out. This game is kind of teetering away right now from Jersey Shore at 4-1, but anything more than that, that will be really, really tough. So they'll try to turn two here. Here's Alexander Vargas, who has struck out twice and grounded the second. Wynn from the belt and the pitch. Swing at him, it's a big cut. And the count, nothing in one. This is the game in some respects. Hudson Valley now with 10 hits. Throw to first, not in time, as Hall dives back in. Anthony Hall, who hit 194 in the regular season, is 2-for-4 today. So the first six hitters in the order have reached base in 12 of their 24 plate appearances. 0-1. Popped up behind the plate. Ricketts coming back, running out of room. It's in the seats. About seven rows deep. And then the count, nothing in two on Vargas. Wynn last pitched on Sunday. Gave up four hits and two runs in an inning and a third. Greenville leads 5-2 over Hickory. They're in the sixth inning in Greenville. A drive win sends them to the SAL Championship Series, which would start Sunday either here or in Lakewood. 0-2 on Vargas. Runner at first goes. Pitch ripped out. First fair ball. Base hit. Past the backhand of Reyes and down the right field line. Flores scores. Hall goes to third. The throw goes to second. Tag there out. But coming in the second run, Hall, he slides in safely. And Hudson Valley has a 6-1 lead. So it's a two-run double for Alexander Vargas. A two-run single for Alexander Vargas, and he's out trying to stretch it into a double. Good throw by Pineda, 9-6 on that putout. They might only give Vargas one RBI and say Hall scored on the throw to second. But either way, a huge hit. And Hudson Valley now has a five-run lead here in the bottom of the seventh inning for Spencer Henson. Nobody on base, and the pitch is on the outside corner, but maybe high. And the count 1-0. So Hudson Valley, a 6-1 lead.
And the Blue Claws are down to their final swing and a miss, 1-1. Their final six outs in this ball game, or we're going to be back here tomorrow for game three. Blue Claws have only played one first round elimination game in their five previous trips to the postseason. 1-1, swing and a miss, and the count is 1-2. That was in 2010. They scored three runs in the first inning in Lakewood. Beat Hickory 6-0 behind Jonathan Pettibone. That's the only other time it's ever happened in Blue Claws history. 1-2 on Henson. And he swings and misses at a fastball, strike three. And the inning is over. Two strikeouts for Wynn, but two runs for Hudson Valley on three hits, no errors, and nobody left. So we go to the eighth inning, Renegades 6, Blue Claws 1. Listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball here on BlueClaws.com.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at BlueClaws.com/shop. That's BlueClaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
So the Blue Claws need five runs here in their last two innings. And they will face Matt Keating, a right-hander who's making his high A debut in the postseason. 5-8 with Tampa this year, 3.5 ERA, 40 games, 65 innings, 61 hits, 37 walks, but he struck out 93 batters. Ninth round pick in 2022 was Keating out of USC, where he was a teammate of center fielder Cole Gabrielson. Here's Jared Carr. First pitch popped up, third base side. Foul ground, Cowles over, and will he have room? Yes, and drops the ball with a basket attempt. The wind kind of brought it back. It looked like it was going to land on the Blue Claws dugout, and the wind kind of brought that back. Cowles tried to make a basket catch and dropped the ball, so Carr gets a new chance. 6-1 Renegades. Blue Claws batting in the top half of the eighth inning. Carr, Brito, and Crawford for Jersey Shore. Keating, one of the five relievers that was added to the roster on Tuesday. Keating, a two-way player in college, but just a pitcher now in the pros. 0-1 is outside. And the count is one ball and one strike. Played 1 year at USC. And 1 year at Southeastern Community College in Lincoln, Nebraska. And the 1-1. Carr rolls it up first and foul. So the count is 1-2. Malik Bins warming up in the bullpen for the Blue Claws. He'll pitch here in the eighth. And Jersey Shore will have most everybody else available tomorrow for the winner take all game three. 1-2, the count on Carr. Swinging a liner down the right field line. That's in there. Base hit. And it rolls down toward the corner, sliding after it. Nice play, Hall, the right fielder. But it squirted away from him. And Carr's around second and headed to third. So a promising start for Jersey Shore here in the eighth. A triple by Carr. And the Blue Claws have the runner at third with nobody out for second baseman Eric Brito. So, well, got loose in the bullpen, so time call. All you can do right now if you're Jersey Shore, down 6-1 in the eighth inning, is just string together a couple of base runners and let the pressure of the inning shift back onto the pitcher. But you can't get it all back in one swing, so don't try. Here's Brito, first pitch, breaking ball high, 1-0. Brito's a right-handed batter, the nine-hitter. Crawford, who doubled in the sixth inning, is on deck. Then Rincones, then Reyes. 6-1 Hudson Valley here in the eighth inning. And Keating out of the stretch, the 1-0 inside. That almost hit him. And the count, 2 balls and no strikes. Again, this is Keating's high-A debut after he made 40 appearances with low-A Tampa this season. He last pitched on Saturday night against Lakeland and threw an inning in the third scoreless, striking out 4. 2-0 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball to center. Lazy fly ball. Brito got under it, not happy with himself. And the center fielder, Gabrielson, makes the catch. Car tags at third. Throw to the plate. Close in. Safe. He just got in under the tag of the catcher, Flores. So it's a sack fly for Eric Brito, and the Blue Claws trail at 6-2. Well, Brito flies out one away. Carr comes in to score, and Jersey Shore gets one back. That'll bring up Crawford, who has a double, a ground out, and a strikeout tonight. And obviously, if you're Hudson Valley, you're just fine with that. Take any outs you can get. And Crawford takes high. It's 1 ball, no strikes. So Jersey Shore down by 4. Working down to their final 5 outs in the ball game. We'll be here tomorrow, maybe, for game 3. And the 1-0 is swung on and missed at a breaking ball. It's 1 ball, 1 strike. Keating's high A debut, 9th-round pick last year from USC. Pretty wild what Hudson Valley did anyway. The Yankees swapped out 5 relievers at the eve of the postseason. Foul back into the screen. Count 1 ball, 2 strikes. Blue Claws have not made a ton of moves at all over the last couple of weeks. Added Reyes a couple of weeks ago. Here's the 1-2. Fly ball foul down third out of play. They added Cole Moore on the 15th when Rickson Wingrove was promoted. And just some tweaks on and off the development list types of moves. But nothing crazy. Hudson Valley flipped half their bullpen on the day of game 1 of the playoffs. Swing and a miss. Crawford chased one up and out of the zone. Strike 3, 2 down. So 2-away. First strikeout for Matt Keating. And that'll bring up Gabriel Rincones Jr. Clearwater trailed 10-0 in their game to Lakeland. They're now down 10-2 in the top of the 8th. So it looks like Clearwater and Lakeland will play a winner-take-all game 3 tomorrow at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater. Here's a high fly ball to medium depth right by, actually shallow right, by Rincones at the second baseman, Cerna, who retreats and makes the catch, and that retires the side. 1 run on 1 hit, no errors, and nobody left. So the Blue Claws need 4 in the 9th. We go to the bottom of the 8th inning, 6-2 Hudson Valley on BlueClaws.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claw Stars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue.
Bottom of the eighth inning, and Malik Binns takes over for Jersey Shore. Hudson Valley leading it here 6-2. Binns is the third reliever of the day. Cam Wynn went one inning and allowed 2 runs, both earned on 3 hits, no walks, and struck out 2. 6-2 Renegades, pitched by Binns, lined back up the middle, coming on Crawford, can't get it, base hit, and he smothers it on a bounce. Cole Gabrielson singles on the first pitch of the bottom of the eighth inning, and that'll flip the lineup over and bring up Ben Cowles. Malik Binns on this season with the Blue Claws 1-0 in 22 games, a 6.04 ERA. 25 innings, 29 hits. He's walked 23 and struck out 28. Out of the stretch, and the pitch is a slider low. Matt Keating will stay on for Hudson Valley and pitch the ninth inning. And he's got a 4-run lead with the Renegades trying to tack on more. 1-0 the count on Cowles. And Binns deals inside and low. 2 balls, no strikes. Well, this game looks like it's going to, or rather this series looks like it's going to Friday night. It'll be game 3, 6:35 right here. We'll have it for you on blueclaws.com. Ben steps on. Cowles 0 for 4 today and 0 for 8 in the series, but he hit 330 against Jersey Shore during the regular season. He has been with Hudson Valley the whole year, and Binns drops in a curveball for a called strike and a count 2-1. Malik's last action was on September 5th, last Tuesday, through an inning and 2/3 here. Gave up 5 runs, but they were all unearned. Very unlucky was Binns, and there's a curveball for a called strike, and the count is 2-2. Runner leads off first base is Gabrielson. 2-2 pitch. Foul back. In the bottom of the top of the ninth, Jersey Shore will have Felix Reyes, Leandro Pineda, and Caleb Ricketts. 3, 4, and 5. Well, they're down by 4. Hudson Valley in this game has 12 hits, and they've drawn 5 walks. And that's outside a slider. And the count 3-2. So the Renegades have had 17 base runners in this game. They're only 4 for 15 with runners in scoring position. They were 2 for their first 11. Runner goes 3-2. It's high ball 4. So 2 on, nobody out for Hudson Valley here in the 8th inning. And that'll bring up the second baseman, Jared Serna. Blue Claws Baseball brought to you by Toyota World of Lakewood. You'll have plenty of options to choose from in your used car search at Toyota World of Lakewood. Find the same new Toyota models in our used inventory, which means a pre-owned Camry, RAV4, or Tundra could be yours. Toyota World of Lakewood on Route 88 or online at lakewoodtoyota.com. Right now a 4-run lead for the Renegades, but they could really blow this thing wide open here. 2-1, nobody out. Runners have big leads, and the pitch by Binns is strike at the knees. Count nothing and 1. You never want to end up in a winner-take-all one-game situation. Anything can happen. And you know, if you're the Blue Claws, I think you felt really good. Spence, the running back, the second. Coming into this series, you know, they had won 9 out of 12 against Hudson Valley in August and September, all up here, and then beat them on Tuesday in the first game of the playoffs in Lakewood. Breaking ball, grounded to third, fielded by Kemp. He goes to second. There's one. Brito to first, double play. Hit hard by Cerner, but he hit it right at Otto Kemp. 5-4-3. Two down. And that will bring up Christopher Familia. Here's Familia, and the pitch, breaking ball, foul tipped, and the count nothing in one. Jesus Rodriguez is on deck, who's been on base 3 times and is hitting 356, which is why they're not walking Familia here, who has an RBI double tonight. And the pitch by Binns, breaking ball, pulled up first, foul. And the count is nothing and two. 6-2 Renegades. Bottom of the eighth. So if this holds, it all comes down to Friday. 0-2, swing and a foul tip. Ricketts couldn't hold it. And the count is still nothing in two. Hudson Valley, 6 runs, 12 hits. Jersey Shore, 2 runs on just 5 hits in the ball game. Luklaus didn't really hit much on Tuesday either. Didn't score to the 8th inning. 0-2 on Familia with a runner at 3rd. And that's just outside for ball 1. And the count 1-2. In the Southern Division Championship Series, Greenville has a 6-2 lead over Hickory, top of the 7th. That was a 7 o'clock start. If that holds, then Greenville will move on to the finals. And that's outside. Off-speed pitch, 1-2. 2-2, excuse me. And Christopher Familia. And then, you know, that adds a big advantage, I think, for Greenville. Not only do they have home field, but they also get an extra day of rest. Swing and a miss. Got him on a slider, strike 3. Obviously, they don't have to play tomorrow. They would be off Friday and Saturday. Whereas these teams, whoever comes out of here, is going to have to use a lot of bullpen guys tomorrow. Nice work by Binns to get out of that jam. No runs, one hit, one left. Last chance for the Blue Claws, down 6-2. We head to the ninth on BlueClaws.com.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive. Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Jersey Shore down to their final 3 outs here in Game 2 of the Northern Division Championship Series. 6-2, Hudson Valley in front. And Jersey Shore, unless they score 4 runs, we'll be back here tomorrow night for game 3. Matt Keating gave up the run of the 8th inning on the triple by Carr, sack fly by Brito, out for the 9th. Kyle Battle, the new left fielder, and Felix Reyes is the batter. First pitch is a slider outside. It's 1-0. So Felix Reyes is 0-2, hit by a pitch as well. And he'll be followed by Leandro Pineda and Caleb Briggins. Blue Claws down by 4. Keating, 9th round pick last year from USC, and Reyes pops it up. In the shallow left center, very high. Vargas out there, who's got it? The second baseman, Serna, calls him off, makes the catch, and tumbles to the ground, but holds on to retire. Reyes for the first out of the night. It's a 4-run game right now, but frankly, it could easily be worse for the Blue Claws, who have put 18 men on base in just 8 innings against Hudson Valley. 12 hits, 6 walks. Renegades have left 9. And they're just 4 out of 17 with runners in scoring position in the game. Here's Leandro Pineda. And that's outside and or inside and low, rather, a curveball from Keating. And the count, 1-0. Sergio Santos made a tweak to the lineup, moving Hall down in the order and Cowles up to the leadoff spot. And Pineda lines one up the gap in right center, hits it well. Gabrielson, long run, won't get it. And a base hit, one hop off the right center field fence. And Pineda rolls into second with a double. So he's aboard with one out. And that'll bring up Caleb Ricketts. And, you know, I don't want to say that that was the key to the whole thing. Cowles is 0-4 in the leadoff spot. But you did take a little pressure off of Anthony Hall, who has 2 hits, a ribby, and a run scored in the ball game. And then when Antonio Gomez got hurt, they brought Spencer Henson in. Gomez was catching, so they moved Flores from first base to behind the plate where he threw out 2 base stealers. And then they put Henson in the game at first base, and he has a double, a home run, and a score twice. Here's Ricketts, 6-2 Hudson Valley in the 9th with 1 out, and the pitch is a strike on the outside corner. All quiet in the Renegade bullpen. And Blue Claws would need 2 more base runners before bringing the tying run to the plate. 0-1 on Caleb with the game-winning home run on Tuesday. And he pops this one up in the air to left near the line. Kyle Battle, the defensive replacement, moves over into foul ground, makes the catch for the second out. And Hudson Valley is 1 out away. So Ricketts retired 0-4 tonight. And that'll bring up Brian Rincon, the shortstop, who has walked, grounded into a double play, and popped out. So tomorrow night could be winner take all. Or I guess put another way, winner gets Greenville. They lead 6-2 in the 7th inning of their game against Hickory. Greenville up 1-0 in that series. Here's Rincon. He takes strike call, 0-1. Hudson Valley. 2 out, top of the 9th. And the pitch by Keating fouled off at home plate. And the Blue Claws are down to their final strike. Hudson Valley took the lead in the 3rd inning. And they have never looked back. 0-2 on Rincon. High. Fastball just missed. And the count is 1-2. They gave out rally towels tonight, and the crowd on their feet waving them around. Hudson Valley a strike away. And the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. It's all over. Hudson Valley takes game 2. 6-2 the final. And this series will come down to Friday night. Your final score, the Renegades 6, the Blue Claws 2. The series is tied at a game apiece. And game 3 of the SAL Northern Division Championship Series will be Friday from right here at Heritage Financial Park in Wappingers Falls. Winner moves on, and the loser goes home. Nice work by Matt Keating in his High A debut. 2 innings, 1 run. 2 hits, no walks, struck out 2. The first 2 pitchers for Hudson Valley really did a great job. Schlindler, 5 innings, 1 run, 3 hits. He earns the win. Osiel Rodriguez, 2 innings, no runs on 1 hit, no walks, and he struck out 4. Time of the game is 2 hours and 38 minutes. And Hudson Valley wins it 6-2. 6 runs on 12 hits for the Renegades. They made 1 error. 2 runs on 6 hits for the Blue Claws. No errors. The winning pitcher was Cam Schlittler. And the losing pitcher was Mitch Newborn, who went 3 1/3 innings. 5 hits. 3 runs, 3 walks. And he struck out 6. No saves. Blue Claws have only played 1 winner-take-all game in franchise history. It was in 2010 against Hickory at First Energy Park, now Shoretown Ballpark. And they won that game 6-0. They'll have to do it again tomorrow. This one will be on the road, though, up here. They haven't announced the starter yet. Rafael Marcano, Gunnar Mayer, the leading candidates, I would think. Well, we'll find that out later. I mean, the story tonight, Hudson Valley just, they were the better team tonight. They had a lot more chances. Blue Claws had 8 base runners in the game. Hudson Valley had 18. And if they didn't go 4-for-17 with runners in scoring position, you know, they could have easily led this game big early on. Blue Claws took the lead on the car base into the second inning. Hudson Valley got an RBI single from Anthony Hall in the second. RBI double by Christopher Familia in the third. Home run by Spencer Henson in the fourth. And then they got 1 of the 6th off of Betancourt on the Cerna base hit. 2 of the 7th off Wynn on the Vargas 2-run single. And Hudson Valley wins it. A final score tonight of 6-2. Spencer Henson, 2 hits and a home run in a game he didn't even start. Leandro Pineda had 2 hits. Jared Carr had 2 hits. In fact, Carr was 2-for-2 for Jersey Shore tonight with a walk in his 3 plate appearances. So Jersey Shore falls 6-2 here in Game 2 of the SAL Northern Division Championship Series. And this series goes on to Friday night. Last game of the season for one of these teams. If the Blue Claws win, they will host Greenville on, or likely Greenville, on Sunday at 12:05 from Lakewood. If not, then Hudson Valley will host likely Greenville on Sunday from right here at 2:05. Your final tonight is Hudson Valley 6, Jersey Shore 2. I'm Greg Jamboree. Thanks so much for joining us, and I guess we'll talk to you tomorrow, 6:35, first pitch. You're listening to Blue Claws Baseball right here on BlueClaws.com.